Welcome to Champion Mindset Show with your hosts, Coach Eo and Steve the Dean Williams. Champion game. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Overton is a worldwide empowerment coach for men and leadership coach for women. His no-nonsense approach to the game, along with originality, is acclaimed. It's refreshing in a world full of copycats and phonies. He's a public speaker and book author. His motto? It begins and ends with the man. Coach Eo will flash the light on your bullshit. There's no escaping the truth. Are you ready to unleash the champion within? If so, Coach Overton is the man for the job. With over 30 years teaching the game, Steve the Dean Williams is teaching every single man not how to think like him, but to think for himself by showing every man he's the only one of his kind based off his fingerprint. So, if that's the case, why not learn your own language? His motto is, the game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat. Are you ready? Because now it is game time.
All right. What up, B? What up?
Yay, what up? Shout out to the voice.
Yeah, to the voice. Yeah,
shout out to the voice, man, for the intro.
Out,
yeah, it was good, man. Good to see you.
Sure, good to see you good too, to see brother. You, good to see you.
Got real quick, I just wanted to shout out, special shout out to Antonio, Unique 79. Hope he's doing well. I know his father passed away, so we're thinking about you, my brother. And if you need anything, definitely get at me or Steve.
Yes.
You know, we'll definitely be, we're here for you. So I wanted to start the show off with that. So my our condolences to his father. Big, that's a big deal. You lose your father. It's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But, yeah, man, good to be back. We got a good topic here tonight. This was actually our original topic for last week, but we decided to go ahead and touch on a trending topic just to kind of hit that real quick. But tonight we want to talk about how to be smooth. With the ladies, but really in general as a man, just kind of be smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about it tonight, and we want you to call in because a big portion of this is actually to hear from you. So call in that number,
563-999-3056. Yeah.
There it is. There it is. I'm used to the old joint.
Yeah, I am too, man. I am definitely so, too, man.
So shout out to everybody. Like I said, call in with your questions. But I would say the first – you know, I point this out a lot. I know Steve points this out a lot. Communication, you know, being able to talk, you know, even during our shows, we try to get them to give us the question. Now, I get it. They want to give us a little context, but guys like us don't require it because we already know because we heard that question before. We already know where that question is coming from. And so the first part of communication that I'm going to suggest is to get better at speaking. Getting better at speaking and getting more direct and assertive with what you're saying, okay? How can you get more direct and assertive with what you're saying? Well, if someone were to call in right now, actually, I'm going to wait. Steve, let me wait on this. I'm at the first caller, I'm going to ask him a question. It'll go into communication and how to be a little – to have less thought, less unnecessary thought in what you're doing and only have thought about what you're actually doing, which will make things smoother for you.
Absolutely. I'll take it this way. I always believe that your mouthpiece, E, is really attached to the experience that you have. Mm. You know, I was always taught at a young age to, when I was young, to watch Bob Ross because Bob Ross could paint a picture. He could take a blank canvas, you know, and make something of it. But not only with the mouthpiece, but I was always taught that, you know, with experience of how to be sexual and sensual and naughty and dirty and kinky. But it's not just those. It's that. It's the experience of how you kiss a woman, how you look in her eyes, what you say. Because you have to think about painting, not you, but the people listening.
No, I got you. Yeah,
right,
of course.
Have to think about painting a picture. You know, you have got to paint a picture in her mind that she can envision it where she can absolutely not only see but feel like she's feeling you right there. You know what I mean? What say you on that, brother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has a lot to do with just being present in the moment. See, if you're thinking, let me give an example. This is a good example. I thought about it earlier when I was brushing my teeth. So I was brushing the teeth, and I said, when a surgeon is having surgery, when a surgeon is operating,
yes,
he has the beginning in mind, the middle in mind, he has the end in mind. He also has the tools, scalpels, whatever instrument he's going to use to perform that particular surgery, but he's doing it all one step at a time. He's not thinking about the stitches at the beginning, okay? And a lot of guys are thinking about the end before they can actually get the foundation wrapped up. You know, you got to build that foundation first as a man and be able to introduce a woman to something special, you know, for her to be intrigued and want to deal with you. So I was thinking, as I said, yeah, a surgeon always has the end in mind, but he does it one step at a time. Could you imagine if he was thinking, all right, I gotta do these stitches, man. And they're like, yo, you haven't even done the surgery yet. So could you imagine? So it's the same concept. Have the end in mind. You want to be able to transition situations with women, but you have to be tapped into the moment, and it's a step-by-step process.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is a step-by. And we're going to talk about this today, guys, so make sure you get your credits out. Yeah, it's absolutely a step-by-step process because, you know, for me, I'm always thinking all the time of how many ways can I touch her earlobe? How many ways can I touch the side of her? Not only just touch it, but can I text it? Can I put it in voicemail? And can I say that when we're face-to-face? So I always call it sound checks. I always work on sound checks. And then I work on before play, then the fucking, and then I think about the after play, or excuse me, the five play before the fucking. And then I think about these things. But I tell myself, E, when I'm trying to create these things, that not just be able to perform them, but can I express to her and have her see, envision what it could be like to be with me? What say you, my brother?
Yes. Yeah, you brought up a really excellent point there. And it's like everything has to be congruent. So this is why pickup lines don't work. This is why we really can't tell you something and have it work in your reality, because your reality is a different reality than ours. You know, what Steve the Dean sees is going to be almost like he's pulling in his mindset in his environment, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like if you buy a yellow Mustang, and before you bought the Mustang, you didn't see yellow Mustangs. But now that you actually have one, you're starting to see, like, oh, shit, there's a yellow Mustang. Because now you're conscious of it. So that's why pickup lines don't actually work. We can give you some inspiration, some tips. If you're in this type of situation, you're still going to have to pull in your own environment. You know, like, for example, if I teach you how to seduce a woman at 2 a.m., you ain't going to be able to do it at 2 p.m., most likely. It's a different time of the night, different vibe. We were dancing. You know, I was being extremely seductive and flirtatious, and then I'm going to close the deal. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind. And you mentioned texting, you know, like the text, the talk, the walk,
all that,
your mannerisms, your body language, your nonverbal communication. And then on top of it, your verbal communication. How do the words sound coming out from your chest? How do they sound to her? Are you talking too loud? Are you smiling too much? You know, that's another thing. Women are looking like, this guy's smiling at everything I say. I impress him. Women don't want to impress you too soon. Trust me. Trust me, man. If a woman that is unimpressed to herself, this is some real deep shit I'm about to say, and I'll throw it back to the dean. If a woman is just simply talking to you, but deep down inside she knows that what she's telling you isn't special, and you perceive it and demonstrate to her that it's very special to you, she's going to be turned off to you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the thing that, you know, I learned, and I always tell people that listen to me, that, you know, my mentor wanted to show me the power of words. The power, the most dangerous man in the game is the one that can actually, what he would call, touching her without touching her. That means that I don't care if you're in another state, another world, if I can get hold of you and communicate myself to you, then I know that I can pull out things inside of you without even being there, which marinates things and gets them going for when that moment happens. So when she's at the door, and a lot of guys don't understand this, where she gets the butterflies, the anticipation, she doesn't know what's going to happen. Is he going to touch me? How is he going to touch me? When is he going to touch me? Where is he going to touch me? How are all these things going to happen? And that's the power. And what's so great about you and I is that we know what's going to happen before,
before
walking up. It's already, we always call it bending time. We're already in the future. We know everything to do. And the worst part about it is she has no idea what she's about to get into, brother.
That's right. That's right. Here's another example. That was an awesome segment, Steve. Here's another thing that came to mind. When you go to a restaurant, do they offer you dessert first?
No.
I mean, this is like, this is some shit that is be popping in my head. It's like, can you imagine going to a restaurant and say, oh, hey, we'd like to start you off with dessert and maybe we'll get you that steak after. Like, nah, it don't work that way.
Yes.
It's a slow process. It's introducing you to the specialties. You know, we're known for lobster tail or whatever it is.
We're
known for this. And have you tried it? Have you been here before? Well, welcome back. I've never been here before. Well, welcome. We're glad you came for the first time. I will be your host. And so they're starting everything off slow.
Yes.
You know, would you be interested in wine tonight? We have a wine bottle special. And these are things. So, and then they slow. Okay, where can we get you started off with an appetizer? Tonight we have meatballs and peppers or whatever the fuck. You know, this is how it starts off. So it's like introduction. Ooh. My name is such and such.
Yes.
And you are. Pleasure to meet.
Yes.
And then getting to talk. So you got to remember the restaurant analogy. We don't start with dessert. We start with introduction, first time here. You're new here. Fantastic. You never met a guy like me before. I'm going to show you that based on the service, based on this presentation, based on reputation, all this stuff. I get 5-star. Check out the Yelp, baby. 5-star. Stars up in this bitch.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah,
shout out to Brian Wilson for the $50 Super Chat. Salute to Coach EO and the Dean. Classes in session, gentlemen. Notepad and crayons out value for value. Happy holidays, everyone. Great.
That's my guy. Actually, he just booked some sessions with me. I've been coaching for a minute, and he's going a little bit extended this time. So,
yes.
We got some things.
Guys, with the questions, we got your questions. Don't worry. All questions that are asked, we're piling them up, and we definitely will. Y'all call in, but we will answer questions. But, E, what most guys don't know, and they don't understand, is that, I always call it sound checks, E. When I had my apartment, E, I sound checked it. And what I mean by sound checked is I would sound check it in the morning, midday, evening, and night. That means I would stand out my door and I would open my door and I'd walk in because in my mind, I'm saying, okay, this is what she's going to see in the morning, in the evening, afternoon, midday, and at night. This is what she's going to see. So I got to make sure that the eyes, I'm having sex with the eyes as far as environment goes. So then, I would lay on my back in the doorway. I lay on my back in the living room, the kitchen, the dining room, the hallway, the bed. Why? Because when I'm smashing, she's going to be on her back. So I had to make sure that the phonics of the music was surrounded. It couldn't come from just the left, E. It had to be perfectly surround because when she's on her back. And last but not least, the music had to be tight. These guys say Bluetooth in the living room, dining room, bathroom, and so that was like the first step. I had to sound check on that. A lot of guys don't even understand that because this is the sexual amusement park that I'm about to create for her when she comes over, brother. What say you, man?
Yeah, I love when you go through that. That says a lot about who you are too. And you got to keep in mind, it's like you said, it's an experience.
Yes.
A sexual experience. It's not just about getting on top of a woman and pumping her away. That's porn. Like you said, this is porn.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And also how I always hit, you want to romance all of life. So you're actually romancing your home yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk through that motherfucker before anybody else does. So when you're walking through it, you're like, damn, I created that. Damn, I set that up right there. Like, damn, I really like what I pulled together over there in that corner. Like, I'm feeling that. Every time I look at that, I like that. And if you're feeling yourself, you're feeling your creations, then it's going to be a very smooth transition asked to introduce it to your guests that come over the house. So
yes.
Here's the problem with it. A lot of these guys actually, you know, a lot of them are young that listen to us.
Yes.
I don't know if they prioritize their homes like that. And even before you get a home, you could do this in a hotel.
Right.
I used to have my hotels decked out. You know, I'm not decked out, but I'd have the Bluetooth speaker. You know, I'd have liquor already in the room.
Yes.
This is back in the day, going back many years.
Liqueur.
But I would go out with bras.
Yes.
And already have the room booked. Because
yes.
I already knew I was going to either go back with her
yes.
or I'm going to go back with a late nighter.
Yes.
So, you know, someone, as you say, in the chamber.
Yes.
So, you know, a man has to always think like that.
Yes.
And so if he's either going to be her and I'm going back there or I'm
yes.
going with a late nighter who I have at my beck and call and I'll call her over to the hotel.
Absolutely.
But I would always have it hooked up, have just some drinks, some nice cups. I got the music going and ready to bang out.
Absolutely. Hey, Bernie, shout out. Another $50 super chat.
Hey,
salute to the Dean and Coach EO. Let's chop it up with Game This Money. Guys, please, gentlemen, if y'all listening, please go ahead and put a cue. If you have a question, y'all call in. But we will get all the – so far we got two, but we're getting all the questions piled up, and we definitely would answer them. But, E, because this is important, guys, y'all got to be writing this stuff down. This is huge. E, let me tell you, E, I was so into me. Oh, keyword. I was so into me. I was so into me, but also in the experience that when I want to do the experience and I in my mind, I'm going to give you an example. I always tell guys, just the front door. The front door. I said to myself, how do I give the woman the front door experience? But why am I going to give her the front door? Because, you know, the average guy, hey, open the door. Hey, come on in. Have a seat or come on in. No, fuck that. I want to open the door, and I want to look at her up and down. I want to make sure that she sees my eyes looking at her up and down. And then I want to take my right arm, and I want to grab her hand, and I want to twirl her around so she knows that now I'm looking at the front side of her. I'm looking at her hips, her thighs, and her ass as I twirl her around. And then as I twirl her around with my other hand, I bring it underneath her hips, and I bring her in close to me. And then while I bring her in close to me, I tell her how nice she looks or sexy she looks, how nice her skin feels against mine, and how nice her perfume smells. And then what I would do is I would then grab her hand and I would walk her in the door, but make sure the door is kept open. Why? Because then I would say, oh, yeah, I almost forgot. I would turn around. I would grab her by her hips and have her ass push up and close the door. And then I would say, I forgot this, and then I would give her a kiss. You see what I'm saying? But see, that's what we're saying. When you know you can do what E and I are telling you, this is where y'all get confidence. But E, what say you on that, brother?
Yeah. Now, I love that, and I used to do that too. Shout out to Freelance. Thank you for the super chats. We do appreciate
thank
that,
you, Freelance. Thank you, Freelance.
Good to have you here, man. You're a big contributor
thank
to this this channel and then these nights. I love what you said, and that's also great. Let me give them another flip side
go,
to that,
yes,
and make sure you guys do what Steve said, because that does work definitely. Here's something I used to do a lot. I would let them know door is open, come on in, lock it behind you. all right.
No,
I would do a doors open kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes.
So they'd be like, hey, I'm pulling up. I'll be there in a minute. I'm like, cool, you're on time. I would always point out if they're on time to let them know that is important to me.
Yes.
So if you don't tell her, oh, cool, you're on time. I like that. I like people punctual. That works for me. This is part of like training her from the beginning, you know, letting her know that's important to you. And so if you don't point it out, just like if you don't point out something that she's doing wrong, there's no teaching, there's no coaching, there's no
right,
grooming.
Right.
So what I used to do is with chicks that I was kind of like, you know, maybe second time seeing them. Maybe I met them out the first time. Maybe didn't smash the first night, although I was fairly successful hosing on first nights, but it didn't always happen. So if the second night I had them come by, I'd say, hey, yeah, come on in, lock the door behind you. They would come up to my place, and I would be like just sitting on my couch, feet up on the coffee table in a robe with two wine glasses, mine already in my hand drinking. And I would just say, yeah, come on in, have a seat. And part of the reason why I would do that is to let them know that I'm not doing anything special for them other than just being in my motherfucking house doing my thing. And this is – meaning it's not special for you. This entire experience is special for me, and you're just kind of being part of it. So try that too, in addition to Steve's monologue there. Yeah. Invite them over. Tell them, hey, door's open. Lock it behind you. Make sure you hear that motherfucker click, though. You know, it's not like you're just – you're not there. You are there, but you're letting her come up into your place.
Yes.
You're like, hey, I'm in the living room. I got to set up in the living room. So she comes in the living room, and you're already there. You know, and something – my thing was a robe. So I would just be in my robe, mm-hmm. you know, fucking hairy legs sitting out. She could see that. And just like, hey, have a seat. I got a setup right here. You're looking good. Ooh, that's nice. What's that fragrance? Flower bomb? She's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, yeah, I like that sort of thing. You know, I kind of figured out these fragrances. That's another thing. In addition to knowing men's fragrances, go and smell the women's fragrances. Because if you can key in on a fragrance that a woman is wearing, huge, huge brownie points. Not that we're looking for brownie points, but she's going to be like, damn, this guy knows his shit. So in addition to knowing men's fragrances, check out those women's fragrances. But try that in addition to Steve's. Sometimes just have them come through. A door's open. Lock it behind. Have her come in. And you're just chilling, already set up with a cool vibe.
Gentlemen, both. Put them mm-hmm. in your library and do what I call a shift. This is nothing but a shift because they both work.
That's right.
And she's not expecting either one of those things. But you have an arsenal of choices that you can use. And that's the power we're trying to say. You have an arsenal. You can do it Eve's way. You can do it my way, or you can do a combination, but that's the freedom that you guys have when it comes to this game and everything. And you know, I love to fuck their minds. So there's nothing like, and people don't even, there's nothing like telling her, you know, when you find out how much she masturbates and stuff like that, I would record audio for, and you're masturbating to me. You fuck them video. You're gonna masturbate to my experience, mom. I'm saying, bro, yeah, you're gonna masturbate to me because I'm going to put you in an entanglement with your fingers or your dildo. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that I have, see, I try to tell guys, confidence is the beginning. It's something that E and I have that we can display that a woman can recognize, and that is sexual confidence. And the thing about sexual confidence is knowing that the pussy's already mine. I don't have to rush this shit, E. I don't have to rush this shit because it's already over, because we're already fucking right here. E is going to come back, wait for E. E fell off, and wait, when he pops back on, we'll bring him back in. Guys, if y'all have a question, put a Q in there, waiting for E to come back. And once he pops into the room, we'll bring him, definitely bring him back in. Guys, y'all want to call in, 563-999-3056 is the number. So we're just waiting on E to come back, gentlemen. Put a Q in there if you have questions. But, gentlemen, these are the things that most people don't talk about, what E and I are discussing right now. Most people don't talk about it. Most people discuss these things because, and I wait for when E comes and I'll bring it up to him. But what I say to you guys is that the reason why most of you guys out here right now are not doing what we're talking about, because there's something in your mind that feels that, that, you know what, I'm going to feel stupid if I do this, or I'm ashamed to do that or something like that. And that's not the case. You got to remember, these women are out there now, and they want to experience sex, but they want somebody out there that has the capabilities, the knowledge, the insight. Here's my boy. He's back on. Oh, there he is. He's back on. All right, brother.
Motherfucking on button there.
We had a bump in the day, but you back on. But no. Let's get to – we got four questions up here already, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We already questioned. We'll answer questions and stuff like that. But here's a question right here. I've been talking to this woman, and she tells me she doesn't think I can handle her. She's too much for me. And should I ghost her? Is this a lack of interest from her? Oh, gosh.
You know, I'll tell her this. That's just ego. She don't mean what she's saying. She probably does. She's probably gauging to see if your reaction will be similar to all the other simps that she talks to. And, you know, you got to remember, women say things, they don't mean what they say. They're not into it 100%. So never believe what they say, man. If a woman were to tell me, hey, first of all, I would imagine that you might be coming off weak for her to say that to you, but that still doesn't mean that if I were to approach a woman, the woman could still say it to a guy like me or to even a guy like Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, she could still say that because she's just testing. She just, you know, that's just her way of, and that's even kind of flirtatious even in a way. That's just her way, her personality around, you know, flirtation and things like that. So you could just be like, yeah, I mean, you probably say that to all the men, but, you know, hey, I don't have no problems here. But wait, I tell you what, when you're ready to show me what you got, let me know. Get at me. You know, you just kind of do it that way. Women don't mean what they say, man. They don't. And if you take serious what they say, you're going to lose.
Yeah. Here's the thing, 25, that you guys don't understand in all of this is that life is not porn, and every woman out there is not just going to throw themselves at you. This is a tell sign of the inexperience that you have, because what I read is a woman dipping her toe in the water to see how you're going to respond. Because I've had them say that to me. I'm not oblivious. I had them say that to me, but I give them what I call the Camp Crystal Lake. I'm saying this is your chance to go ahead and go. I'm telling you right now, this is your opportunity to go, because you don't want a guy like me. You don't want to fuck with someone like me, because if you get into this, I'm telling you right now, your future, you don't want to do it. I'm serious. I tell them that all the time because I'm serious. I want to make sure once it happens and it goes down and you're addicted to me, that we had this conversation when you told me I couldn't handle you. I gave you the out. I gave you a chance to leave. But this is what I'm saying to 25. What I'm saying to you, my friend, is this, that she dipped her toe in the water to see what kind of a man you are, and can you give her any kind of mental stimulation, or can you hold your serve or quote unquote your liquor but you're saying you should ghost her. That's telling me that you're not only inexperienced with women, but you don't know how to deal with women and understand that. This, to me, that's flirting. Okay, this is interest, but like part of the E, this is someone that lost interest, because if she said that to us, it'll be a whole different story. But E, what say you on that, my brother?
No, you're 100% right. And as I stated at the beginning, is like that. Sometimes you got to figure out how a woman flirts. You also have to remember that women can't fuck everybody. They can't. They can't fuck everybody. So you know, they're going to say shit like that just to see. Shout out to Matt Justice.
Matt
Salute.
Justice.
What do you say? Shit, the D's about to seduce me. Ain't it, man? It's a robot. He's been around Matt Justice. Shout out to Matt. He's been a client of mine too.
Yeah, your super chat man. Your super chat. Yeah, you said your super chat man. Wait, yeah. Go ahead. I'm seeing you. Sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Please continue.
Yeah. So you got to remember, she can't fuck everybody.
Yes.
You know, there's multiple reasons why that is. She can't fuck everybody because women know innately that if anytime they have sex, there's a possibility for pregnancy.
Yes.
They know this. Whether they're conscious of it or not, it's another subject. But they know innately that anytime I let a man in my body, there's a chance for pregnancy. Now, are there some women that put it off to the side and get inebriated? They ain't thinking, of course. But for the most part, women at an innate level know that I want letting this guy, and I'm going to say it like how they say it, if I let this guy fuck me, if I let him fuck me, okay, there's a chance that I can't get rid of him. He's crazy. He's a weirdo. I don't want to get pregnant by this guy. So also, I picked up on something he said. Men shouldn't be ghosting women. You should not ghost a woman. Let women ghost men.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You should, if you ain't feeling something, just say, hey, listen, this isn't my vibe tonight. You know, hey, you're talking about some crazy shit. You know, I'm trying to get it in tonight. And I want a nice light vibe tonight, nothing too heavy. Yeah. You're talking about me not being able to handle you and shit. Hey, maybe another night, baby, get back at me. But, you know, I want it to be cool tonight. You know, you're talking about some heavy shit tonight. You know, like, you know, just little shit like that. And that'll put her in her place, too.
Yes.
He's like, hey, too much. Hey, we're just chilling tonight, man. We're trying to have a good time. You'll be talking about some heavy stuff. Chill. Like, you got to be able to talk to women in that fashion, which is that smooth operator that we're trying to get you to become.
Yes, a real quick shout out to Mr. Anton for the sticker and everything. And also, we had a question, right? We had to skip the question to a super chat question right here. But buy my mixtape, showing support to both of us. He says, I'm 22. How do I know if I'm ready for coaching? For me to answer that question before I talk to E is the way that I feel that you're ready for coaching is when you can push aside the ego and the self-importance. It's so important because a lot of young men don't want to hear that they're messing up in certain levels in their lives. So to be a student, you got to be open. You got to not judge the master. Don't question the master, but ask questions. That's very huge. But you've got to push aside the ego and the self-importance and be ready to learn. Open your mind and be ready to soak in information, utilize the information, and then come back and either get hammered by what you did right versus what you did wrong. And that's what I feel. But E, what say you, my brother?
I agree. What I would tell them also is the earlier the better. Yeah. You know, you don't want to wait and to have no type of navigation mm-hmm. Throughout your life and nobody leading you. So you got to have somebody lead you. See, here's the thing. This is my coaching. I'm in the process of self-mastery myself.
Yes.
And then my coaching is going to help you begin to be a master of yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Once you realize you're becoming a master of the self, you won't need me anymore. And I don't want you to need me anymore. I want you to become a master of the self.
Yes.
Learn how to navigate through life using your own lens. Okay. Yes. And then you don't need me. So that's the point of coaching, is that you're only going to need me for a little while because I'm not going to make you dependent on me. I'm going to have you to answer some tough questions, have you look in that mirror. And then once you do that, you'll begin to do the work that is necessary. But I will tell you, if you wait too many years, that's a much larger onion to unravel. So the earlier you get the mentorship, the better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have another question. Guys, again, if y'all have a question, guys, y'all can call in. The number is right there. It's 563-999-3056. Call in. We got you. And if you have any questions, guys, make sure you put a Q in there so we can recognize it and put it in the back with all the other ones and hit all the questions, okay? Here we go. How can Edith, you go start for this one. How can one overcome insecurity about his member size whenever he's talking to a woman, sir?
All right. Well, why don't you call in, man? I'll call in because there's some other questions because you might think it's small, but, I will tell you that erection firmness is as important, if not more important than size. Because if you got like a 9-inch dick, but it don't get hard, I mean, what's she going to do with that? So if you got 5 inches, but it's hard, okay, then a woman can enjoy that. So it all comes down to, you know, erection. Erection is more important than size. No, I ain't going to lie to you and tell you, you know, you sit over there erect at 3 inches. I mean, you ain't going to be able to do much with that. I'm just going to, you know, let her get on top and let her move around and shit, okay? You better get good at foreplay. But if you got 5 inches, I'm just going to say this, you know, to guys, if you got 5 inches and it's a hard 5, she can fuck with that. She can fuck with that. Okay. Again, if you got 9 and that motherfucker won't get hard, you too chill. Then, you know, what's the difference? I mean, you're just sitting there looking at the motherfucker, but ain't nobody coming from it. So, you know, I would say this erection, firmness of that erection is what you need to be focused on.
Yeah, for me, young man, I would say to you that stop worrying. See, what a lot of you guys don't understand, women are not us. And I know you're thinking that, you know, these women sit around and say size matters and all that. And to some women, it does matter. To some women. I'm not going to say not like that for all women. But what you young men don't understand is the fingertips and your lips are mightier than the dick. The fingertips and your lips are mightier because what you gentlemen don't understand is when you connect here, doesn't matter your size because she's already into you so deeply that even the small size you have, once you begin to penetrate times, the connection she has with you is going to equal probably the best sex she's ever had. Versus a guy that's like 12 or 10 inches, where just like hung like a horse, motherfucker. You know. And sometimes those guys hurt women, but anyway, what I'm saying is that don't psych yourself out and work on. Just listen, you have what you have, okay? Just work on, and what y'all guys understand This is what, dude, this is why I always tell you. That's why I always go for the invite, E. Once you get this, everything changes. The way she looks at you, the touch, the way a regular touch versus a touch when she's connected to you, 12 times deeper. E, what say you, my brother?
Yeah, I mean, the mental stimulation is very important because if you can get her mentally, she's practically ready for an orgasm. I mean, real talk. Women have orgasms from the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from the thoughts. So to Steve's point, the mental stimulation matters more than the physical stimulation. Now, if you can do both, if you can mentally stimulate and then fuck the shit out of her, bro, you a king.
Yes.
You are a king. Yes. Okay, I just need you to know right now. And then to Steve's other point, you know, I've had women tell me, that hurts. You know, everybody's body's different, and women will surprise you. There'll be some women that can't take a lot of dick. There's some women that you would think that can't, and there's some women that you would think that little skinny lady can't take no dick, and then she could. So every woman's anatomy is different, but it also does matter, and positions matter. Certain positions are more stimulating for the woman. So one of them that I can point out real quick is on the side. You know, when you guys are on the side, and you got that leg maybe draped over your shoulder, you got one leg, you guys are on your side, that is a great position. Women enjoy that position very much. And also, don't be afraid to bring some toys in the room, man.
Mm-hmm.
They turn her on, they turn you on.
Mm-hmm.
So bring some toys in the room too. But as Steve said, the mental stimulation matters so much. The texting, the subtle flirtation, sending each other pictures, all that stuff, your voice, calling her on the phone rather than some, you know, a lot of guys don't call on the phone. If you call a chick on the phone and let her hear your voice, like, hey, what's good, what are you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, so hey, be here at 9:30, don't be late, right. Don't be late, because you know the door will be locked at 9:01, door's locked. Nah, hey, that door locked at 9:01.
Exactly.
And you know, you flirting with her and you making her feel a certain way, even the sound of a man's voice can make a woman tremble down there.
Yeah, and I just want to show you guys, like, a lot of women will rub their clit on the outside and can come that way. I mean, when you learn women enough, they rub their clit, but here's the key point. She's not penetrating anything. This is all outside stimulation that's connected from here to here. So a lot of women will do this, just rubbing the clit and the vivid thoughts that she has are connected to the orgasm. And now, yes, some women will put fingers in it, but I'm just saying there are women out there that would just rub it, just rub it. They're just like when you're fucking them sometimes, or if you're not, they'll rub their clit and they'll get their own type of stimulation. So don't just get pressed and worried about the size, okay? You got what you got. But M-Dog, thank you for the $99 super chat. Yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you, Miguel.
All right, here you go. Right,
yeah, what topics do y'all talk about on dates? Thank you for the good advice. It all depends. I mean, it all depends on what do you want to talk to her about. Use your environment. You know, like if I'm in a Mexican restaurant, I'm talking about, you know, the margaritas. You know, we're cheers and shit. Like, hey, you like it with salt, no salt? All right, hold up. I'm gonna have you try this one. I'm going to order for you. So she's going to take the peach margarita on the rocks, put some salt on there. I don't want any salt. And we'll let you know what we want to do next. So it's just about just using your environment, the night, and let it come to you. You know, let it come. And again, stop thinking about what's going to happen or what might potentially happen an hour later and just focus on what the two of you are doing. This is the problem I notice with guys. Again, you're not romancing your life. Because if you were romancing your life, you would know exactly what to say because there's so much in your brain. There's so much in your awareness. So, guys, stop making about women and start enjoying your life as a man. And then you will naturally have things to talk about. But don't over-talk. That's the one thing I will say. Don't say things that are not pertinent going on between the two of you. Don't be talking about, yeah, I got to go see my grandmother. She's in the hospital right now. That'll fuck the whole vibe up. So keep it about the two of you, the night, the music, the staff, the architecture in the place. Take her outside to the patio. Hey, come in. Let's go outside. It's nice out. Grab her by the hand. Walk her to the patio. Tell the waitress, yo, we're going to take our drinks outside. Being assertive, this type of thing. Make sure you touch her. Okay, don't touch her in a weirdo way, but hold her hand, lead her. You know, eventually get in close to her. Have her sit next to you. Don't sit across from each other. When you take her out to the patio, say, hey, we're going to sit right here. Have a seat right here. And then when, and then you could lean in and say things to her. Let's say it's loud out there, and you're like, hey, come here, let me tell you something. And you're talking to her, not only maybe your beard, if you have a beard or a stubble, but it's rubbing up against her chin. She can experience your masculinity. She could also smell your fragrance. These things matter. So just be assertive and lead the night.
Yeah, 215, we're bringing in 1 second, 215, 1 second. Yeah, what I would say is that for me, I always teach my clients, I'm not asking no fucking questions. I don't give a fuck. I'm not asking you any questions. I'm not asking you what you do for a living. I'm not going to ask you where you go to college or where you go to school and all these other. I'm not. No, I am going to talk about me and why you should be fucking me and why you should be sucking my dick. Not that way, but through making her laugh, making her smile, making her blush, making her think and making her react to me. I, like you said, everything around you. I mean, guys, yeah, think about the movie. Everything around you is a talking point that can go back to the story of you. If you can't find, if you can't look at something and remember a moment in time that you experienced something with something that you see around you, then this is why you might need to get coaching, because that's what I want to do. I don't want to ask generic questions. I just can't do it. I'm not interviewing you. I'm not. I'm going to talk. Listen, I'm going to talk to you, not at you. You know what I mean? I'm not. What you do for a living? I'm not doing that. So what I know, I'm a multitude of stories. I've got a library of stories, and it's just amazing. Today, I've added another floor to my library of stories about me. How can I make her smile talking about me? How can I make her laugh talking about me? How can I make her blush using the two of us, but putting me first in that? So there's a million ways to do it, guys, but you can't.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Silence, silence, silence. I don't know what I should say next. Oh, my God. What is? Nah, man. This is why the sentence on yourself is important. Go ahead. You got it. Before we
and another thing, and Steve is right. And, you know, if you notice the woman put a lot into her look, because, you know, there's times where a woman really dials up for you. And that means she likes you. You know, she put in an extra effort. Notice it. Tell her, oh, you must have been excited today, huh? You were excited throughout the day because you look really nice. I like the way you did your makeup, your hair. You put a lot of effort in for tonight. I really like that. It doesn't go unnoticed. So, and like guys today, they don't even want to compliment women. They don't even want to give a woman that showed up on a date a compliment, man. Like, tell her if she went and she, look, when I first met SNO, this motherfucker went on the first date, this motherfucker went to Macy's into the Mac counter and got custom makeup put on her ass for me. And then she, from work, she left work early, went do my makeup. She said she bought a new outfit and everything. Why? I got her excited over the course of that week. And when she walked in, I told her, I said, oh, okay, you put in extra effort for a champ. I like that. I like that. That's good. So make sure you, when a woman is looking good for you, you tell her not that she's just looking good, but that she actually is looking good for you.
All right, we got some calls. Let's grab some calls real quick.
Shout out to UG, by the way. Let me read this super chat.
Yeah,
UG, appreciate you, bro. Be it a well-tuned sports car or belt-fed machine gun, yes, women perform better when you get them warmed up. Salute to the champ and Dean. Happy holiday. Thank you so much. Very true.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man. Let's go ahead and bring a few calls in. This guy's been waiting for a while. Area code 215, what's going on? What's up?
Hey, Steve and EO, what's going on? I just had a couple of questions for y'all.
Speak up a little bit.
Yeah, recently I was called these names by a woman because, you know, you guys say don't follow a woman's program and set your own standards, have her follow yours. When she realized that I wasn't just going with what she was talking about or what she's saying, she called me names like
Let's start from the beginning. Did this happen while you were talking to her? When you first met her?
Okay.
So tell us what happened. Okay, Tell us what happened to make her say what she said. What did you say to her to make her say what she said to you, sir?
What did I say to her? Well, we were on the phone, and I was just telling her, you know, it's not going to work out.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. So what were you saying?
Yeah, I was basically saying it's not going to work out with her and stuff. And
okay, wait a second. You're on the phone with somebody, and you're telling her it's not going to work out. Why would you say that?
Because I wasn't fucking with her anymore. I didn't like her energy. So
then why do you care about what she's saying to you if you don't really care about what she's saying to you? You don't care about her.
I don't care about what she said. I'm just saying, like, is this a pattern with women when you don't go with their program? Because I'm just starting.
What
to,
is her program?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Go ahead, Steve.
What is her program? What do you mean? What program?
Whatever program in her mind that she wants me to follow.
Give us
I'm
the
not exa- following.
Okay, brother, I can't read your mind. Give us the
example of
the program she was saying.
Right, for example, she says, I would like for you to, text me good morning and call me throughout the day just to check on me, like, stuff like that. And I'm like, I was just telling her, like, I don't do those types of things. I'm not to be doing all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're lying, though. Why I say you're lying, caller, is let's get the honest truth. Do you want to talk to her throughout the day?
No.
You don't.
No.
Okay, do you realize that you have to manage your women?
Yeah.
Whether they're short term, just a casual, every relationship you have needs to be managed. Whether it is just a strictly casual one or it's a little more extensive. So if your woman is saying that, I'm not telling you to go ahead and do that. This is what I would tell a woman if she told me, hey, I would like it if you said good morning to me or maybe checked on me throughout the day. Now, first of all, she wouldn't tell me that because I would be doing that in my own subtle ways. Okay. And how you begin is how the relationship, whatever it is, because everything is a relationship, whether it's short-term fling or not, it's still a relationship. A woman would know that I don't do things like that. So, and that anytime that I got in contact with her, I would be getting in contact with her with a purpose, not just kind of, hey, good morning. Hope you have a good day. Put your mittens on. It's cold outside. Make sure you start your car. I wouldn't be doing any of that. Okay. So every time you engage with a woman, you have to have intent as to what it is you're reaching out for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Another thing, one last thing I'll throw back to Steve. Dealing with women is a lot like being a quarterback, okay? Now, you have a play in mind, okay? And I was teaching a guy this earlier today. You have a play. However, based on what the defense is showing you, you may call an audible, okay? The whole goal is to get to the end zone. So just because the first play, it may not look clean to you. She might throw a monkey wrench in the program. Maybe they're blitzing your ass on the left side, and you were going to go to the left, so now you go right. So, for example, if I told a woman, listen, it was good getting acquainted and good meeting here today. I'll tell you what, since we both like wine, there's a new place that opened over on Fifth Street. It's called such and such. You heard of it? Oh, you haven't heard of it. I'll tell you what, why don't you put some time aside on Thursday and come meet me for some wine tasting? Okay, that's my initial play. Now, if the woman says, I would love to, but let's just say she wasn't a big wine drinker, okay? I invited her to do wine, but she comes back and tells me, I would love to, but I'm not really a wine drinker, okay? Now I flip the play, and this is how I flip the play. I call an audible, and I say this. I'll tell you what, I'll make an exception. I'll do wine myself the following night. Meet me at this margarita spot. And so what I'm doing is I'm still – driving the ball to the end zone I'm still driving the ball, but I happen to call an audible based on what the defense was showing me. I'm still going to get the points though, still getting the points. And I also showed her that, okay, I'll tell you, I also showed her that it's not necessarily that I made an exception for, but I'm just being courteous. You don't want, if a woman tells you she doesn't drink wine or she's allergic to fish, you're not going to continue to say, hey, we still going to the shrimp house, whether you allergic to it or not. So you have to be courteous when you're dating. Okay. So basically you have a plan. You looked at the defense. The defense is showing another look that will make your initial plan unsuccessful. And you only got three downs for four down. So then you call an audible. And like I said, I'm still going to go do my wine thing the following night. I'm going to let her know I'm still going to do that, but I will be courteous to her preferences, and we're going to still go have some margaritas somewhere else.
Yeah, caller, something doesn't sound right. So she just told you to call her and say good morning to her out of the blue. She just said that out of the blue.
No, we were on the phone because she had called me one day.
Okay, but how? Okay, what spawned her to say that to you?
By me not doing that, you know.
Okay. How are you? Were you interested in this woman?
I was. But I'm no longer interested in
it. No. Okay, you was interested in it, but you said you're having this all the time. So this is a pattern here. So you're the one common denominator in this pattern. So we can't look at the women. What you were saying, is this a regular thing? Because that's the way you were posing it. But I'll take that off the table. But let's continue. Let me ask you this quick question. So when you're interested in somebody, how do you show interest?
Well, when I'm interested, the general thing is, you know, meeting a woman and setting up the date and then, okay, not talking until, you know, the day of the date.
I just want to get this straight. So you meet her, you meet her on Saturday night, you talk to her on Monday, and you set the date for the following Saturday or Friday, and then you don't say nothing else to her until you go on that date. Am I correct?
Nothing else to her until maybe the Thursday night, like, hey, we still good for tomorrow.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question, because I always love to take things back to nature. So if a lion grabbed and snatched up a zebra in the middle of the Serengeti, and he said, you know what, I killed it, it's good to go, it's right here in the middle of the Serengeti, you know what, I'm going to go away for 4 days. And by the time I get back, I know that carcass is going to be exactly where it was when I left it. What do you think will happen when he left, walks away? What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, it's gone.
But who takes it, though? The other predator.
Another animal.
The other animals, right? Opportunity. Yeah. See, okay. Yeah, before I throw it to Uncle E, I just want to let you know this. I've been showing you how she loses interest in you because you're not interesting. You don't have enough game to say what you're doing and fade away for a few days and come back. You're not interesting enough. So what makes you think that a woman is going to be interested in you when she knows nothing about you? You cannot stimulate her mind. You don't know how to talk to her because real quick, I'm going to ask you this before I throw it to Uncle E. What do you talk to her
Take
about?
Time, bro. Good.
What do you just tell us what do you talk to her about? When you get in touch with her, y'all exchange your name, whatever you do, what's your first conversation? What was your first conversation with her about? What'd you say? And wait, before you say something, if you say you don't know, then you understand why she lost interest. So what is your first conversation you had with her?
Okay, the first conversation I had with her.
Hmm?
But no, there wasn't a conversation, and so there wasn't much conversation, and so that
there was.
You
need training, bro. You need to hire somebody, and I could tell you probably follow a lot of different coaches because I could tell you're probably doing one thing from this coach, another thing from this coach, and that's gonna fuck you up because everybody's different. You know, there's some similarities. There's some similarities, of course, but every mentor has a different philosophy about things. So I could tell you're a confused dude. All right, I'm just saying, and you don't know what to say.
Yes.
You're like, I'm not that kind of guy, but you know deep down inside you are that kind of guy. You're just pretending like you're not that kind of guy. That's what you're doing, bro.
Seriously.
Let me also tell the audience something real quick. You got to remember something when you're out here dealing with another human being. They're a stranger, okay? You have to learn a person before you start. You have to lead from the beginning, but you also have to be courteous when you're leading.
Absolutely.
So when I said you call an audible, what if that woman doesn't like wine and you mentioned wine? Or what if you said, hey, meet me at Applebee's? And she, you know, like you have to be courteous to what the woman is saying at first. That is part of leading. When Tom Brady calls an audible, okay, he's still leading that team. As a matter of fact, he's leading that team better because he read that defense, okay, and he's coming up with a more successful play given what the stranger, the team is showing him. So he would actually be unsuccessful if he called a play and just stuck with that play, knowing the defense was going to stop that play. That would not be a great leader. So a great leader sees, okay, they've pretty much they're blitzing on this side. They're sending the linebackers, okay. They're sending a six-man rush right now. I got to get rid of this ball quick, okay. And so you got to understand that when you're dealing with another human being who has free will and choice, you have to be a great leader, and you will have to call audibles along the way.
Yes.
And if you don't do that in the beginning, eventually you'll get her and she'll follow your lead practically completely.
Yes.
But not in the beginning because she's still weary of you. She doesn't know you, and you're a stranger.
Yeah, and caller, okay, let's say you did what you did. You're on your date. She walks through the door. Walk us through the date. What do you say to her? What are you saying to her?
She walks
through. Yeah, she's you haven't talked to her all week, and now you called on your Thursday to ask, is everything on? She says yes. Now you're on the date. What are you talking to her about? What's going to happen?
The goal is to, you know, just...
Get the awkwardness
or whatever.
Remember, sir, you're dealing with someone. Remember the three levels of trust. She doesn't know you. That means she doesn't trust you. And right now, because she doesn't trust you and everything, she thinks she's important. She thinks she's special right now. Okay? Not saying that she is. She thinks she is. So that's number one. Okay? So I'm asking you, what are you saying to this woman that doesn't know anything about you, doesn't trust you at all? What is that conversation going with? How's it going? What is it like?
The conversation starts off, you know, easy, asking her how her week was, how her day
was. Wait, real quick. Okay, last question. Do you really care how her week was? Because if you cared, I'm just showing you when you – wait. If you cared how her week was, wouldn't you be thinking, well, why didn't you call – if you wondered how my week was going, why didn't you call me during the week to ask? Why would you wait till the end to ask me how my week was going when you had the opportunity to call me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Well, it's because it's not important.
How many times you walk down the mall and somebody with a clipboard walks up to you and says, "Hello, sir, how's your day? Hey, how are you doing?" And what did you say? "Man, leave me the fuck alone. I'm not trying to buy anything. Leave me alone. I know you're trying to sell me something. Just leave me alone." What do you think she's thinking when you don't say nothing to her except on that Thursday to confirm, and then you're on the date with her, and the first thing that comes out of your mouth – no, just want to make sure if I don't get you. Now, the first thing that comes out of your mouth, now we're sure that it is, "How was your weekend," right? That was the first thing, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure? So nothing about how sexy she looks, nothing about how nice she smells, nothing about why don't you sit down. You say, "How is your weekend?" What do you think a woman's thinking about?
I'll tell her how sexy she looked. I mean, that doesn't mean.
No. I asked you. Wait, bro. Hold on, real quick. Before I throw it in, I just asked you, are you sure that's what you said? And you said that's the first thing that comes out of your mouth is how was your weekend? Right?
Yeah.
So real quick, I'm just asking you, do you think how was your weekend? Now, if you were a great artist and there was a canvas in front of you and you had a paintbrush that said, how was your weekend to that woman? Are you drawing a stick figure or do you think you're painting Mona Lisa with that question? What do you think?
I'm painting Mona Lisa because I didn't get to that.
Wait, clean your ear out. Maybe you didn't hear what I was saying. When you say, how was your week? How was your weekend? Do you think that's a stimulating conversation or a stick figure that you drew with a pencil?
It comes off as a stick figure.
There you go.
You know, another thing I tell this guy that, to Steve's point, what if somebody blew her back out over the weekend? You're asking how.
Well, listen, I know somebody.
They didn't even think about that. He's like, so how was your weekend? She's like, motherfucker went balls deep on my ass.
Everett was
so
dirty.
Too chill. But, like, that's why you don't ask those questions. And then on top of it, what if you ask her a question and she had a miserable weekend? You want her to relive that with you? Like, this is why you don't ask those questions, that you keep everything present right now, the two of you. That's why you shouldn't really ask that. Now, as you progress, you can learn a woman's life and her patterns and her routine, and then you can start to, like, ask questions or personalize your questions to her, okay? But in the beginning, you ain't going to catch me asking old chick, hey, how was your weekend? She's like, damn, I did have I was drunk on Saturday night. I fucked somebody, don't even remember his name. Like, you don't want her to – that's not a good question. Number two, I see this as a problem.
Oh, my God.
These motherfuckers act like they're busy, bro.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Oh, boy.
Hey, listen. Woo. These guys act like they're busy knowing your ass ain't busy at all. You guys book dates way too far out. Like, you guys are like, hey, it's like, let's say you met her on a Sunday. You book in a date for like 2 weeks after that. Brother, she forgot about you, man.
Christ,
like, there is something to be said about trying to get it done fairly quickly, not out of scarcity, but you realize how flighty women are, okay? Because if you're not good with your – Steve's laughing at something. I don't know what he's laughing at.
Let me tell you,
until you're actually really good with verbal seduction and text seduction, that sort of thing, and you a fly dude, a woman will wait on a fly dude. But if you're not quite there yet, brother, y'all need to get to the date fairly quickly, because I promise you, if you're just a low energy guy, you don't know how to talk, you don't know how to, she already, 10 days later, she forgot about you, bro.
Yeah, let me help a lot of you. I think some of you guys, Adrian, you need help, and you definitely need help, because bruh, I don't know who you think you talking to, but I'm a bad motherfucker, and there's nothing, as we do this all the time, there's nothing that you can tell me a woman would say that I don't already have the answer, and not only have the answer, to move it towards sex. So, brother, I don't try. you got the wrong motherfucker. I don't try. But let's get to it. But I won't connect this, because this is you. This is the problem. You're saying if the woman's attracted enough, see, this is with y'all fantasy motherfuckers who don't get asked. You know, and there's no knock on you guys, but you got to understand why you're losing in all of this. You don't understand. Attraction is just not the physical, because she's got to pull the curtain back to see what's behind the curtain. And if there's nothing of substance behind the curtain, she will be attracted to using you, being her chauffeur, her bank account, her shoulder, her bitch. I guess she's saying YouTube jail, whatever. But, yeah, that's what y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand that, because y'all don't understand how attraction works. And y'all don't understand that you got to be able to express what you are and what it is you want. But how are you going to express that, caller, when you haven't even talked to her for – the only time you talked to her was setting it up. You talked to her gracefully on Thursday, and then you're asking her what she did or how was her weekend. And you actually think that made her pussy wet?
Well, that was just an example. I don't actually remember what I said to her.
Okay, here's the important thing I want all you to understand. if you can't remember what you said, do you actually think she remembered what you said?
I mean, yeah, she brought it up to me, what I said.
What she brought up to you was you need to talk to me more and communicate with me more, right? That's what she brought up, right?
Yeah.
And because she challenged you to do something that you weren't doing anyway, who got in his feelings and cut her off?
No, that's not how that went. That's not how that went.
Well, wait a second. Wait, I'm sorry. I pay attention. You said that she told you that she wanted you to communicate with her more. You said no, and you cut her off, right? Am I wrong?
No, listen. What I originally said was she called me narcissist, difficult for not following the program that she wanted me to follow, which was saying good morning to her and checking up on her throughout the day, every day, calling her and stuff like that.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you care? Like, I really do mean this. Now, and I'm not saying this to be insulting because you did call into a dating and a manhood show. So we do want to help you, but we are talking about one measly bitch right now.
Care about the girl. I'm saying the words. Is that usually what happens when you stick to your own thing? Do you get caught?
Look, I would have just told her, hey, check this out. What you're going to do is you're going to have other men around for that stuff that you need, that kind of stuff. You need another man for that. I'm not really here for that. I'm here for the other stuff. So when you want to get away from life, you want to get away from stress, you want to get away from anxieties, you want to get away from heavy things. I'm your refuge. I'm your getaway. I'm your vacation. That's what I am. So have somebody around for you that's going to give you all that maintenance, and I'm here to bring you the real deal. So that's what I'm here for. Why can't you tell a woman that? If you genuinely don't want to give her that stuff,
right,
you don't have to give her that
that's
stuff.
True.
You just let her know and say, hey, baby girl, I respect that you like all that and need all that, but that's not what I do. Okay. It's like you got a luxury car, and then you got special techs that work on luxury cars, and then you got just like general techs that just work at the muffler joint down the street. So you just got to be like, hey, I work on Lambos. Yeah. Like the mindset is like, I work on exotic cars. Okay. So, you need to find a guy that just works on general maintenance. Your muffler fell off. You know, your rotors are fucked up. You need to have a guy around for that. And then when you're ready for this other type of experience that I'm offering you, then you get at me.
Yeah, and last thing, Carly, we got other callers. Dog, all I'm trying to say to you, brother, is that you should be getting messages like her saying that, what have you done to me? I can't get you out of my mind. I'm thinking about you all the time. I miss you. I want you. I'm having these dirty talks, these dirty thoughts. These are the things you want them to say to you, brother. Does that make any sense? You're not going to get that by just sitting on the sideline because, guys, I keep telling you, unfortunately, caller, you don't know about your sexuality. And you're ashamed of it because you feel that, you know, if I learn things about me in a more smooth type. I didn't say, well, you don't have to be romantic. I didn't say that. But you got to learn how to be smooth, at least smooth. If you want to throw out seductive and sensual and sexual and romantic, throw those motherfuckers. But you at least got to be smooth. Smooth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you can't be smooth, and I'm not saying, I'm not telling you to hold a rose in your mouth and all that other stuff or serenade her out your door. I'm saying be what 98% of the guys aren't, so then you stand out amongst the 98. But you're standing in with everybody else because you don't know how to communicate you to her. And what a lot of guys do, is that they'll set the date up and they'll wait till the week because they're like, well, I'll conjure up all the things that I'm going to talk about, right? On the date. I have nothing to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know why to say it. I don't know what to do or whatever like that. And one more question. Caller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, real quick. Let me show you something. I just want to show you a thing, okay? We're going to use E. He's going to be the waiter. Waiter E. It's a fancy restaurant, so E's in his suit. He's the fancy waiter and shit. Now, what I want you to do is show me how you would take your order with E, with that woman right in front of you, okay? All right, so E, can you just be the smooth waiter real quick, please, to the guy?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say, welcome, guys. How are you? Welcome to Dick Sucking Lips Restaurant. have the two of you been here before? welcome to Dick on Your Forehead and Balls in Your Mouth Bar and Grill.
Yeah. Go ahead, call it what you say.
Have the two of you ever been here before?
Caller.
No.
Maybe I should direct this question to the lady.
Yeah, no, caller. He's talking to you. What are you saying? You're in the moment.
I'm sorry, miss. Is your data mute?
All right, go ahead.
No, I've never been to this restaurant. Can we get a few menus?
I'm sorry, what did you say? You want some menus? Is that what you, I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
Yeah, I said, no, we've never been to this restaurant. Can we get a few menus?
Never been here before? Okay, excellent. First time here. I'm going to tell you right now, our lemon soup is on special. A lot of people love the lemon rice soup. Right now we have beers on special, domestic. However, we do also have some imports on sale as well. What can we get you started with for drinks?
Hey, you know, let me get two cups of red wine.
To who? You said two custom red
two
wine?
Red.
You said custom?
Yeah. Two orders of red wine.
You want me just to go... You want me to go make it myself? Some custom red wine? I'll go make it myself.
Go, hey,
right,
you're going to take your shoes off and go in the back and step on some grapes for you? And Adrian.
Yeah, I'm going to go make that shit custom for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Adrian, please call in. Call in. We want you to call in. You talking all that shit. Call the fuck in because this guy is doing better than you. You call in so I can eat your fucking ass up. But go ahead, E. Finish up. Go ahead, brother.
I mean, that's about it. One thing I'm going to suggest to you is you got to speak a little louder and with a little more conviction. And that's one thing I see is a problem. Your volume is too low. So you got to speak a little bit louder, be more assertive. So, you know, hey, how about you be the waiter and I'll be on a date?
I'll be the waiter. Hey, caller, I want you to see the difference. E's going to go, then I'm going to go. We're going to show you the difference, okay? All right?
Okay.
Ready? Hi, how you doing, everybody? My name is Chad. I'm a Pisces. Very nice to meet you. Well, we got your waters coming and everything like that. We got some bros and dinner muffins on the way. Sir, was there anything that I can get you in the fine young lady?
Chad, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for taking care of us tonight.
Thank you, sir.
What we're going to do is we're going to have beer tonight. So we're going to have two Dos Equis for now.
Okay.
And as far as food goes, we both ate before we came because I tell my women to eat before they come eat me. No, but right now we're going to take two Dos Equis and we'll take a couple of lines with that.
Two Dos Equis and a couple of lines. Okay, absolutely, sir. And we'll be with your order real quick. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay,
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it. That's another thing. Make sure you're nice to your waiter, bro. Y'all be mean to the waiters and shit.
All right, now watch this, caller. Now, E, you be my waiter.
All right. Welcome to, what is it, Balls on Your Forehead and Dick in Your Mouth Bar and Grill. Welcome in, guys. My name is Everett. Pleasure serving you tonight. What can I get you started with?
Hey, Everett, how you doing? My name is Steve, and this is the chick I'm going to be fucking in a little while. But how you doing, brother? Hey, Everett, hey, check this out, brother.
Nice
to meet you, but Everett, peep game, man. Before we even order, let me just tell you how this shit went down, bro. So I was going to give me some cereal and everything, because I love Fruity Pebbles and shit like that, dog. And I'm sitting here minding my own business. And look, hey, big dog, I saw this sitting over there. Hey, wait, Everett, check Everett. Come on, dog, tell me. Look at this. Would you bite her neck and take her up the tree, or would you let that slide? What would you do, E, dog? What would you do, E? Huh? You see that?
Hey, man, I got to keep my mind
now.
Holla at me when I get player.
Fist bump. Right. So, E, dog, peep game. Look, we're going to go ahead and make an order, but, hey, peep game, I want you to understand this. And I'm saying this shit right in front of the goddamn woman. Look, when I order, we're going to order in a second, but look, when I ask for the receipt, what I want you to do is I want you to take a light. Give me like 5 extra minutes, big dog. because that's when I'm going in for the kiss. You got me covered, my brother?
Man. I'll be right back. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I got you.
Right.
I'm bringing you some crackers.
100,
y'all,
man.
Some crackers to chew on. You can do communion at the table. Yeah, but, yeah, go ahead, Steve.
No, I'm just saying, Carla, you see the difference in what you were saying and how lively we said two different things, but we were in control the whole motherfucking time. And like he was saying, we were I didn't care about her. I was working the waiter. I was taking care of the waiter.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, if I was really doing it right, I wouldn't have to ask E what the fuck I wanted, because I'm going to the same spot all the time. So E is my waiter. So as soon as I see E, shit, I want to introduce you to this one right here. I would introduce him to like, because we know each other. So I don't even have to make my order. What the fuck you want to drink? Some moo fucking milk or whatever? And he'll walk away. And she'll ask me, well, what about your order? Oh, he's already got my order. That's smooth shit right there, E. What say you, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of this comes with experience, too. You got to get out there. Here's another thing. Too many young guys today act like they're busy, bro. Y'all ain't busy. I tell you right now, you are busier on social media than you're busier doing anything else. And so when I was younger, man, I used to work 12-hour shifts, go fuck, no sleep, drink all night. Back when I was a drink like a fish, go right to work, put some fucking spearmint in my mouth, and be working with no sleep. Now look, I got the experience doing that. You guys got to start getting dates.
Yes.
Go out on dates. Go out with several different types of women so you can get experience. Go out there without the end in mind. That's another thing. You got to have the end in mind as you begin to get data and you start to draw things up. That's when plays come.
Right.
See, you get plays through experience. You ain't going to just go out there, you have no experience. You ain't got no plays. So you be copying another motherfucker plays like Nagy. Nagy is copying Reed's plays, but he ain't doing it right, and that's why he's about to get fired, okay, because he went and copied another motherfucker's plays. Real talk, but he ain't using the talent he got to the fullest extent. So I will tell you this. Book dates. Get them done fairly early, because with how everyone is very distracted in today's era.
Yes.
Everybody's distracted.
Yes.
And unless you really got that real big-time sexual energy and you got sexual charm, she's sexually attracted to your face, you know how to talk, you're smooth, you can transition, you got a life, she can tell you got a life. This is another reason why you don't want to make it all about her at the bar. I remember one time, and I'll throw it back to Steve, I had a really fine, you know, she was sexy, but I was already hitting it. But I never took this girl out on a date. I saw her for like 6 months, never took her on a date. I finally said, you know what, I'm in the mood to go out. I'm going to take her because I've been seeing her. I had her meet me there. By the time we were done, she said, you know what I love about you? You talk to everybody. You engage every single person that was here. People sit next to us, the waitress, the manager, even the bus boy. You were, you know, you're very engaging. I love that you didn't make it all about me. That you, a woman told me this. So guys, when you're sitting on a date, stop staring at her, bro. Stop making it all about her. Make it about the entire experience, which is in your environment, yourself, and then the woman.
Yeah, we're going to – we got a bunch of calls to grab. But please, brother, listen, brother, you don't know – listen, young man, listen. I understand that you're in some pill shit where you think we're spending money. I'm not spending money. And plus, if you know any kind of game, young man, I invest because I get returns on my investment. I don't mind buying a $0.99 loaf of bread to feed the ducks and legs, spread your ass cheeks. I'm going to get my money back and then some. So, brother, you need to learn some game and just call in, because you're talking out the side of your neck and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But let's bring some of these calls in real quick. I mean, lines are blowing up now.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric code 64.
Real quick, shout out to LeBron. Thank you for the $25 super chat.
Oh, yes.
Happy holidays, fellas. Love the smooth talking game. Y'all spit in peace. We thank you for
that. Thank you, LeBron. Thank you, sir.
And another one.
And then we got Miguel 15. Appreciate the game, Steve, E&O. Thank you, guys. We appreciate that love.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I do want to talk real quick, Steve.
Yes.
Real quick. This is important.
Yes.
Let me ask the audience something. When you go places, do you just go in for like, if you go to a restaurant, do you have to pay for the food? Or do you just walk in and say, hey, I'm going to eat, and you ain't paying for it? There's something called dating expenses, okay? You got to keep this in mind. Every player knows this. They're just expenses. If I go to the casino tonight and I'm like, I'm in the mood to play some blackjack, I'm going in there with $300 and that's all I'm going to spend. This is my expenses for tonight. That's my decision. I'm going in there with – you ever met someone who went to a casino and didn't spend any money, that's a boring out. What the fuck you come up here for? Just to walk around and sightsee? Like, I'm going in here to play. So the same thing with when you're dating. When you go to a bar and you buy a woman a drink, is that little $8 going to kill you? I mean, you're buying a woman a drink that showed interest in you. Don't be a cheapskate. I'm not saying you have to do it, but come on, man. Don't be a – if you're sitting there having a conversation with a woman, you say, hey, listen, I'm going to get another drink. What are you having? All right, cool. And it's called dating expenses, okay?
Right, right.
You're not – a little $8 drink can turn into $8,000 that she makes you over the next year or shit, next month, depending on how much game you got.
Right.
So just remember that. That's just called dating expenses. Don't be a broke joke going out with these women.
All right, yeah, the line's blowing up. Real quick, 8215, last thing we're going to say before we let you go, brother. Tell us how you set the date up. How did you set the date up?
Depends on the setting.
Are we talking about the one, this chick that you called us about? How did you set the date up?
We were at a Friendsgiving, and that's when I told her I wanted to take her to Front Street Cafe on that Friday.
Okay. Well, all right, dude. We'll put you back in, but good call. We appreciate it. We got the call, 646.
Get some coaching calls.
Yeah,
you
definitely. 646-707-919, that's the order. 646, what's your question? What's up, sir?
Hey, peace. Can you guys hear me, fellas?
Yeah, go ahead, man. We can hear you.
So my question is about managing a long-term woman that I have right now. She's my number one chick. I've been with her for about a year and a half now. So I developed a program just from knowing her, learning her rhythms and habits. So I tell her to wake up at about every day, 6 a.m., go for a mile run. And then throughout the day, I give her some tasks oriented towards, like, learning the city, learning a new
question.
All right, so my question is, at what point do I transition her into, I guess, getting her ready to be full-time a part of my program? Or what point do I decide to let her go back to the streets, I suppose?
Sir, who are you? I just want to know, like, do you actually think in the real world this shit works the way you're saying? Wait, so does she follow the program that you give her? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
She follows the program you're giving her. How old are you?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 25. I'm young, 25.
Okay, how old is she?
You ain't that young.
All right, she's 23. She's following your program. Now, is she living with you?
Yeah, we live together.
How long have you been living together for?
8 months.
So
your question is asked backwards. You got her living with you, and then you're wondering when you should throw her to the street? What the fuck you talking about, bro?
God damn you.
And that question is asked backwards, bro. You got the woman living with you talking about, I don't know if I should upgrade her or throw her back to the street. Are you kidding me?
Right.
You kidding me, right?
So.
This is a joke.
So what happened was at my workplace, there was a woman that was interested in me, and it kind of like threw my focus off because
Wait. This is your second job, right? This ain't your where you make your income. This is your second job, right? Not your main job.
I mean, I'm not sleeping with her. It's my main job, but I haven't done anything with her.
Okay, why is she living with you?
Philip, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you, Big Phil.
Leave a review, please, when you can.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you, Philip,
brother.
Why is she living with you?
I mean, it was convenient at the time.
Wait, you living with her? She's living with you, don't lie.
No. I have my own condo.
What's convenient about a woman living with you? That's more work. What's convenient about that?
She was transitioning.
Why you want her living with you?
So she was trans. It was more so like me helping her out. She was transitioning
helping
to the city
out.
Where I live. She moved from her city like to my city, and then she just like got finished her like post-bachelor degree, and then she just started to get into my place.
Hey, shout out to Derrick Rose. We appreciate you watching, man.
Thank you, D. Thank you, Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Brother, do you know women got game, right?
Appreciate it, bro.
You know she got game, right? You think you in control, but you know she running you, right? You see that? You don't see it. You don't see she's running you?
I can see how she's definitely trying to set up some resources.
Wait. She came into your state and got a free crib. Electricity, heat, water. Hey, she running you. Do you actually think?
Hey, how much you got her paying to live there?
I don't make her pay any of the rent, but I make her pay for the groceries and
Hold on. Hey. Real talk, bro. She was just a woman. Hey, did I turn up music on, or did she turn music on? I'm looking, I'm like, hey. He said she ain't paying nothing, bro. I got her a recliner and everything, man. We got a his and hers recliner.
She pay for the food.
She ain't paying shit. Wait, say what?
It's probably like $150 a month total, for real.
That ain't shit, bro. That ain't shit. $150. That ain't shit. Listen, the only way that you should ever upgrade a woman is if she's actively campaigning for that position. If a woman isn't like asking you, like, you know, I want to be your woman, what's it going to take for me to be your woman? And if you think this doesn't go on, you motherfuckers just haven't experienced it yet. Women should be literally asking you, like, so what do I need to do to be your main girl? And I swear to you, if she's not talking like that, don't bring up anything serious, bro. The only way to ever give a woman an opportunity to be your girl is if she's actively campaigning for it. That's the only way. So if she is not talking about shit like that, don't ever bring it up.
All right, call her real quick. I'm going to show you something. What is 2 + 2? Okay, that took you to your second answer. What is 1 + 1?
2.
Okay, it took you another second. What is 5 + 5?
10.
Okay, took you a second to answer those three things because you know those three things. Now, why don't you tell us what is so special about her? Well, you got her in your crib.
Nothing truly. She did campaign.
She said she just sit around and eat extra crispy cheeses, bro. She just sit around and eat snacks on my dime, no rent, $150 a month, sucking another dude's dick probably in the back. Like I'm not even trying to be mean. And look, check this out. Joe Barry says, can y'all stop tripping? Can he do whatever he wants to do? Okay, let's try that. Number one, fuck you calling in the show
wait,
for
wait, wait, wait,
two,
wait,
yeah, why Joel, are you man. Watching Joel if you're too busy doing your own thing? Fuck you watching us.
Wait.
And three, caller, what do you think you should do next? Fuck what we think. What do you think you should do next?
Oh, Joel, you about
so,
to get
it. So she has been campaigning. She's been asking me, like, you know, do I love her? She said she loved me the other day and things of that nature. So she wants to take a deeper step.
But you can't answer why is she special. Why do you have her in your house?
Shit, honestly, it was just at this point, it's for the level of in-house pussy and her fact that she does have a commitment to
I
my
appreciate
program.
It, being honest.
Well,
you getting that regular in-house.
Oh, my gosh. Joe, okay, wait. See, Joe, let me explain something to you. Okay, look, we're not tripping. You're talking to two motherfuckers that get pussy really easy, so we ain't tripping. The one that's tripping is a guy, you, that's watching us wondering why you're not living like we're living. So instead of you saying we tripping, why don't you pull up your big boy pants and call into the show so we can break your motherfucking ass down. Because if you want to talk shit, talk shit. We're trying to help this man out. But yet you think we're tripping? If you think what he's doing is okay, then you are part of the problem and not the solution. Now, I'm sorry, caller. But listen, we got other calls. E, would you have anything else to say to this young man? We got other.
You know,
calls.
I'm going to say this to you right now. If you let a woman live with you easily and quickly, she knows you ain't shit. So just know that. Because any dude that's got options ain't letting no bitches stay there. just know that right now. A dude that has options, and plus it's only been 8 months, she should not be staying with you, partner. She should not be staying with you yet. It's far too early.
Her,
let me ask you this.
Like,
how soon did she move in? It's been 8 months. How long has she been there? She been there 7 months?
I've been with her for like a year and a half. So it took at least about 4 to 5 months before we even considered moving in.
You said she was out of the state, though. You had a long-distance relationship with her?
No. So I met her in a different city, and then she moved to my city to finish up some, like, master's degree schooling and shit.
Oh, and then you...
Did she hitchhike there? She hitchhiked there, right, to your city.
Uber, probably.
Nah, she got... She drove.
She migrated. She hitchhiked and was homeless. She was like, I guess I'm gonna have to go to a shelter. I ain't got a place. He's like, come stay with me, baby. I get that in-house pussy. You can eat Cheez-Its. You can eat Cheez-Its and chill, watch Ricky Lake and shit. You could get the life for me. You have the life for me.
She had
old Geraldo episodes from the 80s and shit.
Yeah, man. Hey, dog. Yeah, we appreciate that, dog. We got to grab other calls, man. You get some coaching. 8614, you just need to get some coaching, please. Go to Champion Game Coaching. Oh, you make sure I got that right. .com or the Man Mindset. But you need some help, brother, some serious help. 707, what's your question? And 919, we got you next. 707, what's your question, sir?
What's up, Steve? What's up, EO? So my question is, I can get pussy. Like, I'm not even lying, but it'll be like maybe I can hit it once or top max 5 times. There's only been like 2-3 chicks that stay around for a while. So I need some advice on that aspect.
Yeah, you're not managing it then. I mean, you know, also you got to keep in mind something too. You're probably not adding, you know, you have to add different layers of value to a woman, just like she has to add different layers of value to you. Because at some point you're going to get tired of hitting it anyway. Like there were times I was like, all right, 3 times is a max on this bitch unless she's bringing me some cash now. Like she got to bring me something else now. Like initially, sure, it was the attraction. Okay, we're smashing this shit. But after a while, I'm going to get tired of fucking you. And women get tired of fucking you too. So I would imagine that you don't bring much value to the experience. I'm not telling you got to give her money and all shit, but it's not a valuable experience that extends outside of sexuality. So, you know, that is where I would start with that. It's very layered, I imagine. You're not managing it right. Let me ask you a question. If you go on eBay and you're watching an item and there's 37 people watching that motherfucker, what are you going to do with it? That you really want this item and you have a buy it now option, or there's 37 people watching it and it's like 4 days left to watch it. Let's just say you forget about it. When you come back, just like Steve said, with the zebra or whatever the fuck the lion killed, do you think it's going to be there?
No, it's going to be gone, or the price is going to be way higher.
Right. So you got to manage your bitches, bro. Even your women that are just casual, you still have to manage it well. You do.
Okay, right, so I have a quick question.
I got a question to ask you. Okay, I just want to make sure I got this correct. You're saying that you're smashing women, right? But they're not coming back for seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So if
you So you only fuck them one time, Steve? You only fuck them one time, or you fuck them a few times?
Is it one or five? What do you got? How many times? What would you say the average of these women? 1, 2, 3, or 5?
2.
Okay, 2. Now, with that being said, you understand that it's not the women, it's you. Your fuck game is terrible. You cannot eat pussy. You cannot kiss. You cannot fuck. You can only talk dirty. There's no after play. You're not sound checking your crib. There are a lot of problems with you because I'm going to ask you this question. And I'm going to ask you. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Let's try it again. What is 2 plus 2? 2 plus 2 is
4.
Okay, that was fast. 1 plus 1 is, that's fast. 5 plus 5 is
10.
Now, tell us why a woman should come back and fuck you. What's so special about you?
Shit, I don't know. I just present.
Hey,
I
you
guess,
do
I
realize
just present
that a lot of
I don't
women
think
actually have
that.
Boyfriends, right? Hold on.
I think
you do realize
times,
women cheat, right?
Not all women,
but a lot of women will fuck a dude, and then they disappear after 2 times. They go right back to their man. Like, you do real. Why you want them around so long? That's my question. It's like, why do you want them to stay?
I think he wants more pussy.
I'm lazy, yeah. I'm lazy. I don't want to keep working.
Okay, well, lazy. You gotta have leaves and shit. And look, you have to realize too that women squeeze away and start arguments with their men and shit so they can get away and go get fucked by somebody else. And then once you get, you know how many women I knew were on? There would be women that would text me because they got beta male boyfriends. I ain't giving them no boyfriend energy, and they know that because I was always up front. You know, women would always call me. They would start an argument with their boyfriends. And then every time they hit me up and said, can I see you tonight? I already know she started an argument with her boyfriend. And what I would do is I would hit it one good time, send her ass home with a broken pussy, and then that bitch wouldn't be back for 3 months because I already knew what she was doing. I'll bet you you're being needy with these bitches too. You're being needy with them, right?
No, I think I have the problem as the last caller that, like, he don't say shit. He don't talk smooth. He just kind of fuck and then, oh, next week,
but
let's fuck, or next week, let's
smooth.
Fuck like that.
Guys, you got to be smooth.
That's my problem.
You got to be smooth. It doesn't matter what you, if you're not. Okay, Carl, when was the last piece of pussy you got? How many days ago was that? Or weeks? Or months? How long?
Like a week.
A week ago. And you haven't heard from her anything, huh?
Now we keep it, she lived an hour away, but I was like over there. So she just said, next time I'm in your city, I'll hit you. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I've been seeing her for like 9 months.
Why do you
then
don't worry about it, bro? Why are you thinking about her again?
I used to have
travel business, bro. Straight travel. That means she comes in twice a year. You think I'm talking to her outside of that? No. There might be
but
a little
that,
maintenance.
I'm genuinely
I got some dates available
because
in July. No, real talk. Check this out. You got to have travel bitches. You got local bitches. You got international bitches.
Yes.
You got hoes in different area codes, different cities and shit.
Yes.
And so you got to manage all of them, bro.
Yeah.
If a chick is a little closer to you, you got to manage her differently. If she lives far from you, you got to manage her a little bit differently.
All right, caller, do you want to do something different that's smooth? You want to try something different?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you ready? I'm going to tell you what to say. You going to call her and tell her?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, because she's an hour away.
Can I call a different one? One that I haven't smashed yet, but I had a date with her 3 days ago?
What happened to the date? You went on a date or she played?
No. We made out, and we were in the car, but she had a flight the next day, so I didn't feel like fucking her that day, so... That's
yeah,
why I
dude,
just
who?
Told her, look, it's we'll meet up a different
that
time.
Okay, wait. So
that one lives 10 minutes away from me, so that one's probably better than the other one.
Okay, well, I'll help you. We'll do both, okay? Now we got you. We'll do some history, okay? We're going to make you call two of them. Call them at the same time. Not the same time. We're going to have a call, okay? Okay, but are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, well, the first woman that's an hour away, now I'm going to show you touching her without touching. What I want you to do is I want you to call her and tell her tomorrow when you're about to take a shower, when you're about to take a shower tomorrow, I want you to go live on video so I can watch you wash your motherfucking beautiful ass body. While I'm working or playing my video games, you just put the phone up by you while you're playing your games, just kind of look over and out of that. That's what I want you to tell that one, okay? Now, this other one, now, when do you want to fuck the other one?
Not tomorrow, but the day. No,
Steve, let me give him one suggestion about the local chick you went on a date with. Hey, this is kind of funny though, but you'll be like, "Hey, you fix that bald tire?" Like, yeah, I fix it. Say,
wait,
all right, check this out.
Ooh,
I'm glad you're driving safe as shit. Check this out. I need you to bald off that pussy next.
There you go. There you go.
And come to the crib.
You see that?
My bad. I didn't catch that, Steve.
All right. So I'll be quiet.
Hey, tell her the ball. Hey, tell her. Hey, did you fix that ball? That ball tire. You fix that? You driving cool? You good? You safe? Ah, it's good to hear. I tell you what. I need you to bald out that pussy now.
Yeah.
Bald out that pussy and come see me tonight.
Not tonight. Can't be tonight. I think you said 2 days from now.
Tomorrow night.
Well, but like you said, ball out that pussy. And come
tell her tomorrow
night.
Hey, ball out that pussy and come see me tomorrow night.
Okay? So now you got both of them, right? So we're going to do one at a time, okay? All right? So you ready to call the one long distance now?
Nope. I don't think we're on that level, Steve. I can call the other one.
Wait. I thought you said you was already fucking her, and she said that she was going to come see you the next time she's in town, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's the problem? You saw her butthole already, so what's the problem?
I'm just saying, y'all are scared of bitches already. I'm just giving you an example
because you're not smooth, right? You said you had another problem like the other guy. Just follow the playbook. We got two different things that you're going to use on these women, okay? So just call her up and tell her. Remember, tell her what to do. Tell her this is what you wanted to do. All right? Are you scared now? Are you nervous? What's wrong?
Nah. All right. So what do I say again?
Just tell her what I want you to do tomorrow when you take a shower is to go live. Take your phone, put that motherfucker in on your bathroom where I can watch you wash your fucking body. I want to see you wash the thing I'm going to fuck the next time you come in town. Where that ball
Steve,
be. Bro, wait.
Steve, I appreciate that advice. Thank you.
Well, wait, what are you scared? Why are you scared? See, this is what I'm saying. Wait a second.
That one, I don't want to get too needy with that. I've been fucking everything good.
Wait a second. What's so needy about that? It's different, dude. Didn't you hear what
I'll call the other one because I've been fucked up, but this one, like...
Okay, let's just go to the other one. Okay, let's just go to the other one.
All right, well, then just do this. Call her right now on the air and say, hey, so I imagine you got that tire fixed, right? And she's like, yeah, I got it fixed. Say, cool. Hey, yeah, we need you to be safe. I'll tell you what, drive over to see me tomorrow night. Just tell her that, bro. Keep it simple. You ain't got to do the ball part. I would do it because I'd be sexually flirty with a funny, I'd be funny with make her laugh and shit. So, but just tell her though, say, hey, listen, I imagine you got that tire fixed, right? And she's like, yes. Say, cool. Yeah, we need you to be safe and all that. I'll tell you what, why don't you drive over tomorrow night and see me, okay? I got a little mistletoe with your name on it. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever the fuck you want to say. Just tell her to come see you.
Yeah, but tell her you coming. Wait. All right, now, caller, are you going to do Netflix and chill, or do you want to fuck? What do you want to do?
You want fire stick and dick?
You want to fuck? Okay, then ask for what you want. Yeah. Okay, remember, look, we're going to hype you up on this, okay? We're going to get you all hyped up. Listen. It's very important. Before you go, before you click over, we want you to remember this. This is from Aunt Jill.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So are you ready to tell her what to do now, right? Okay? Call her right now. We'll be quiet. You got 10 seconds.
I'm going to call her right now.
Go ahead and call her. We'll be quiet. You got 10 seconds. 919, you'll be next. You next, 919.
That fire stick and dick, boy.
Well, I was wondering if I'm capable of my penis.
Hello? Hey, Steve.
She hung the phone. I'll call her back, man. Do it again. She just answered the phone.
Nah, you waited too long to say hello, bro.
We heard her answer.
She said hello. Call her back.
All right. I'll call her one more time. If it don't work, I'm going to just call her.
It worked.
I know.
All right, I'm gonna call her one more
time. Go. I was wondering if it's okay.
Yeah, just say comfortable.
I know.
She blocked.
All right. Let him go. All right, we got other calls. All right, we got other calls. Lines are blowing the fuck up. God damn it. All right, here we go. Area code 919-210-817-712-4693. Lines are blowing up. All right, here we go. Here we go. We got to get the lines. 919, you're up. 210, you're up next. What you got, 919? What's up?
Good evening, gentlemen. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, sir. We are.
Awesome. All right. My name is Tyler. I actually had two questions for you, but I do want to go ahead and give you guys the respect you deserve. Thank you guys for spending the time tonight to open up the lines for us to bring in our questions. I wanted to call you guys last night with a six-person panel, but I didn't have time.
That's okay.
My question, I actually have two questions.
Sure.
My first question is, if I see the value in getting a coach or getting mentorship, yet the financial situation is not there to go ahead and purchase that service, what would you guys recommend as an alternative?
Well, okay, real quick, I'll say and then throw the E. Okay, when I was 7 years old, I used to, I'm very competitive, right? And I used to play marbles, and we'd go to the park and we dig holes, and if you shoot the marble in the, it hit the other person's marble in the hole, they, you get to take their marbles. So as you can see, I pretty much sucked in that game, but I'm very competitive. So I kept losing, and my mother told me that I, she wasn't going to give me any more money for marbles. So these are the things I did. I took my little ass to the commissary, started bagging groceries. I saved a little bit of money up instead of selling candy. The thing that I'm saying is that when you really know that you need it, you've got to find a second way of getting income to pay for something that's going to help you long-term, long-term investment. E, would say you, brother.
Caller, let me ask you a question. I respect how you're coming at us. Let me ask you a question. Do you drive to work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What would you do if you got two flat tires tonight?
AAA.
Okay, you AAA home, okay, but what you going to do about the flat tires because you got to get to work? So what would you do? How? Let's say you got to get them tires, right?
Right.
How would you get them? If you didn't have the money, how would you get them?
All right, so – okay, so I would call AAA. I would have AAA come pick up the vehicle, take the vehicle to a place like a dealership or a garage that has the tires. I'll offer them cash to get the car there over the course of the shift. When the shift is over, I will go to that place, go and purchase the tires, or have them already take care of that service for me. Car will be good by the time I get to the car to pick it up, take it home, end of the day.
Cool. So my point is you would find that money, right? You would find that money because it's a priority. Mm. It's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you would find that money.
Right.
See, here's the thing. Everybody finds money for what they deem valuable.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
It's just like you've heard the saying, which is actually kind of true. If somebody really wants to see you, they'll make time to see you. You've heard that, right?
Of course.
So if they don't make time to see you, they ain't really feeling you like that. So the same thing.
100%.
So the same thing. It comes to coaching. It's like, how much of a priority is it to you, and you know what resources do you have at your disposal to do it? I remember one time I had a young guy who reached out to me for coaching. He's doing exceptionally well now. He said, "Coach, I'm gonna go ahead and apply for a credit card. I got good credit. I'm gonna apply for a credit card, and I'm gonna hire you for coaching." I said, "If that's your decision, you be a man about your shit and go do it." He went and applied for a credit card. He got 0% financing for 24 months, and he paid my rate. And now I don't even hear from him no more because he's too busy winning at life.
Yeah.
So he found a way to get what he wanted. So my question is, how are you going to find a way to get the coaching you want?
Yeah. And call it real quick, to piggyback off of Ease, I had a guy that didn't have money at all. He had to scrape the money up, but – again, when you're taught game, he made his money back and then some. He spent his money and he flipped the money because she started buying him things. She started putting money on the table for him that he didn't even ask for. She was giving him gas money, food money, clothes money, buying him clothes, jewelry, earrings, and all that other stuff. And this was off a small investment. But what he said was, "I believe in me, and I'm sick of being like everybody else. So you know what? I'm going to invest it." At first, he didn't want to do it. And again, I don't hard sell motherfuckers. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. I got my plate full. He had his plate full. But when you believe in you, that means I'm going to believe in you, and I'm going to give you all I got to get you where you need to go. And that's the difference between just listening to these shows and having more one-on-one. But it's like he said, you got to invest in yourself. You got to find it if it means something to you.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, what we buy, where we put our attention is what matters to us. Remember that. At the end of the day, where you put your time, your attention, that says everything about you.
Yes. Now, what's your second question, sir?
The second question actually goes into more so what the topic of tonight is. So the smooth-talking man, that's a piece of a characteristic of the actual man itself. But the man itself, due to my lack of exposure to what a true man is or who a true man is,
Hold on. That's a lie because you hear a man, like if you're listening to E all the time, you're getting exposed to him. I don't want to, you're getting exposed to him.
Exactly. And because of the exposure to him, I learned who the man is than we did.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I had to go down to the corner and talk to a dude in his garage with a cigarette hanging off his lip, working on a carburetor, bro.
Yeah.
Like I had to go throw a ball in his garage. Like, hey, what you working on? Get out of here, kid. I'm working right now. You know, like to be honest, you have more at your disposal than we did.
Yeah.
Problem is, it's oversaturated. A lot of these motherfuckers are posers too, so that's why I can get confusing.
Exactly.
Sorry, I agree with you 100%, and that's exactly why I have that question, because I'm not going to follow somebody if they don't show that the standards that I'm looking for in a leader or in a man or a mentor. I see that with you guys. I see that with the entire 6-person panel. But that actually goes into my first question, because I know the value of getting that leadership. See what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
However, so because I know that is a goal that I want to have, the second question is, okay, the stuff that you guys already have that you guys will be able to share with people who actually purchase those services, how can I bring that out of myself?
Well, okay, you're okay, how can you, or you're asking how can I be a surgeon in a day question. You can't do that. It doesn't work that day. Okay, what you have to understand, my brother, is what we will do, we've got to systematically break you down to your core. That means we've got to ask you really deep personal questions that you can't talk about here. We're not going to do that to you, but I'm saying that we've got to see where you've been in order to take you where you need to go. And that's the structure of how it works. It's not just grab a box of cereal and put it in a bowl and you're a man. It doesn't work that way. Nor does being a lawyer, a doctor, accountant, a judge. It doesn't work that way. But what you can best believe is that when you are one-on-one with E or myself or any of the guys on Sunday show, we're going to break you down in ways that you – remember, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. And that's where we're trying to get at, the don't know that you don't even know yet. But we can't get there yet until you show commitment. That's what I keep telling you. The thing is, y'all can listen to E and I all day, but listening is not learning if you're not incorporating and then – getting the coaching to see which you went right versus where you went wrong. Does that make any sense?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That 100%.
So call it real quick, I'll say this to you because we're about at the end of the show, and that was a great segment by Steve there. I told a client this today that I met him actually at the CME when I did a speech in Las Vegas this summer. He sat at my table when we had dinner. He and I conversed. I gave him my information. He reached out to me approximately 6 weeks later, if not sooner, and he hired me for the year. Okay. Since then, I had to give him an analogy today on the phone. I said, what I took when you hired me was an out of shape guy who desires to box. Okay. You're not running. You're not conditioned. So I got to get you conditioned first. I got to get you actually on a diet. Okay. This is just an analogy. Okay. You can't just jump in the ring. Okay. You have to spar first. You gotta get hit a couple of times. You gotta learn technique, okay? And so I've been giving him all the tools. We've been talking about how to throw a jab, how to throw a double jab, how to follow up with a left hook, how to play defense, how to hold your hands, how to stand, how to punch you kick off your back foot where the power comes. You're kind of getting him to envision who he's gonna be before he's that yet, Okay. So I told him today, I said, I've been sitting with you, coaching you for several months now. We got you into shape. We got you looking better. We got you smelling good. I'm teaching you a lot about your history and your past. We had to go back in the past to revisit some situations just so he can get some clarity on where he went wrong. We've done that. Now we're up to par and we're living in the present moment. I said, now you got to start sparring. What does sparring mean? He actually has to go out there and start talking to women. That's what sparring is. Okay. You're actually sparring. You're dealing with a woman in the beginning, since they're stranger, she's a stranger. It's a y'all are sparring. That's what it is. And eventually when she sees, okay, he got a better jab, better hook, better defense. He's more experienced than me. He has more ring IQ. He is better than me. I can trust him now. So that's what I told him. I said, brother, you should have been sparring. Now it's time to spar. So then I said, by the end of the day, I need this, this, and this. Do you know that he texted me right before this show and did everything I told him to do? I gave him a deadline. I said, it's been long enough. It's time to get in the ring and start sparring. And that's what he's doing now. But there's got to be a level of conditioning. You got to know why you're doing it. You got to get prepared mentally, emotionally, physically, and everything. And then you go out there and you start making it happen.
Yeah, real quick, because we got to run through the questions. But guy, if you're asking how do you call, I don't know if you can't see this. Is it me that can see the number above and below? Is it just
yeah,
me?
Yeah? You guys got to be observant. I mentioned this yesterday. You got to look.
You got to look.
It's scrolling. It's ticking at the bottom, sir. And it's at the top. It's been there for 2 hours.
And then we also had it popped in the chat. So that's three
and
ways.
We're about to end.
We got to hurry up. So, but real quick, caller, just great question. But listen, man, the thing that's important is learning your own language. And until you understand what that means, you're going to be lost. But like I say, just if you can't afford it, keep calling in and asking fucking questions. That's the best thing to do. Ask questions, okay? Yeah. Okay, big guy?
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Well,
thank you
for the call,
man. Thank you so much.
Oh, we appreciate you more. Thank you very much, sir. All right, let's go. We got to run through. Okay, 210, you're up. The 817-712-469. That'll be it. Okay, 210, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, guys. How did you do?
Okay, area code 81. He waited a long time to ask that question. 817, what's your question, sir? 817 going once. 817 going twice. 817, you waited that long. Oh, I had to let you go. 712, you're up. What's your question? Oh, wait, 469, you hung up. It's probably the same person. 469, what is your question?
Yes.
469.
My name is Jeremiah Johnson from Dallas, Texas. How's it going?
What's your question, sir?
Yes. So my question is, why does chicks do this? Like when they show high interest, when they show you like, you know, nudity pics and everything, and they tell you that they want to smash, and then when I say come through, instantly, then they block me. I don't understand that. Why do girls do that?
How old are you, Jeremiah Johnson from Dallas, Texas?
I'm 19, sir.
Okay. So. What do you think we hear when we hear your voice? Do we hear a guy that has sexual game, that's smooth, that can shift to romantic, to smooth, to sexual, to sensual, to kinky, to dirty, to nasty, to naughty, to freaky? Or do we hear a desperate guy trying to fuck because he's just very bad with women and very bad in bed? What do you think we hear?
But what I was saying is that I don't understand why a girl says that
I'm trying to tell you why. Because you're a waste of fucking time, sir. Yeah, well, and guess what?
Go ahead.
No, real quick.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I just want to say, dog, I can fly. Hear that caller, I can fly. You believe me?
Yeah, right. Yes, sir. Yeah, you see the dean.
Well, I float, but I don't fly. But go ahead, E.
Caller, let me ask you a question. Why do you care? Like, I really got to ask this question. Why do you care about bitches that ain't about it?
No, I just don't understand why when a girl said that she can't wait to feel you inside of her, and then you
who
try
cares?
To set it up.
Well,
and
why
then,
do you care?
Spending your time wondering why a bitch does what she does, bro, you be thinking about this to your deathbed, bro. You ain't going to get an answer.
Yes, yes.
Because that's a bitch. That's how a bitch is. Bitches like to tease. Bitches like to get attention. Bitches like to tell a motherfucker they're going to do something and then never do it.
Yeah.
You know, bitches will do this.
Yeah.
Well, so why sit here and talk about you got to find the one that's the least goofy of the bunch. and then you like, hey, so check this out. Come through and then we'll get it popping. And then the one that comes through is the one that wanted to come through. The one that doesn't come through was the one that is not coming through.
Yeah, so basically just keep it simple. Yeah.
Keep it simple and just say, hey, actually, don't even give them a lot of sexual energy. Give them some sexual energy, but don't give them no pictures. This is why I told you, you send women pictures? Don't lie.
No, yeah. She sent me a picture. I sent her a picture with my shirt off. She asked me for pictures after she sent me pictures. So I was like, I mean, it was on.
Okay,
I don't know what happened.
Do you know that women on the internet want to get pictures from you and that's it, and they never want to see you? Do you know that women? This is like, I've actually seen it before on dating apps in the past. Like, I'm only here to exchange pictures. Like, I've actually seen women say that, bro. I'm only here to exchange pictures. So that's why you should not send her shit. Just be like, hey, that's what's up. If you want to send me pictures, that's fine. Or you could just say, hey, don't send me shit. Just come through. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Don't let a bitch send you shit. Just be like, hey, don't send me nothing. Just come through.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to sign up with one of you guys so I can get some more game. I'm 19. I'm trying to get down.
I want to commit to calling in at 19. I mean, I do. Yeah. For you to call Steve and I at 19 – I have to commend you for that.
Because a lot of older guys aren't even calling in. So, yeah, we do commend you.
Yeah,
young man. Good job.
And the last guy was a good caller, too, because he started off being respectful, number one.
Yes.
Number two, he got to his question fairly quickly.
Yes.
And so I want to commend him also.
Yeah.
And so this is what we want. We don't just dog out all the color. I mean, we have to use coachable moments. We got to use what you're doing wrong to coach you.
Yes.
But at 19, you called in. So we do appreciate that. And that says a lot about you. But I'm going to tell you. Don't accept their pictures and don't give them any. Just be like, hey, check this out. Just come through and we'll have a good time. Meet me at this spot.
All right, Cole. We got one more. This long 528111. I don't know what this is. All right. So, question
okay.
now. Okay, good call, caller. All right. Caller 568112024. What's your question, man? And y'all, and this is a teachable lesson. Okay, can you do that again, 528, one more time? Can you do that one more time, please? One more time. Do the beat one more time. Whatever you just did.
Oh, that was me. I was.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, that was me. I was just doing this.
I thought it was him because he.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear shit.
Yo, he's on. Okay, 528. This is the last time. You got anything to say? Going once.
This is the last caller.
Yes,
so,
last caller. Going twice.
Last caller. Okay.
This is the last caller and.
Hello?
Yes, what's your question, sir?
Hello?
Of course.
What's your question, sir? Yes, what is your question, sir?
Well, I've been into the self-help world, you know, recently discovered this knowledge that's really incredible, but, like, when do you finally get to a point where you feel, like, whole and you can finally, I don't know,
you got your face
in
the pillow collar? Like, I mean,
yeah,
what is it with phones today?
Y'all
sound like you guys got like a, you know, old 1985 phone book.
Yeah, I had to lean in on that one. Yeah, can you speak up, please? We can't really hear you. I heard you say you're in self.
I'm from Mexico.
Okay, so you're in self. You've been,
all right.
Okay, how long have you been following self-help books for?
Around 2 years.
2 years. Okay. And you're saying what is the question that you're asking?
My question is when you get enough experience and have enough moments when you can just finally like cruise along in life where it just becomes unconscious.
Can a book teach you how to drive? Or can a book show you the fundamentals of driving? Well, you still got to drive, right?
Yes.
Right. So but I can tell that you need to just burn those books because they have not helped you because you're not having changed. You understand that? I'm sorry?
What I mean is what I mean is I see EO, I see his shows, and I can see that he, you know, it's become part of him. He acts unconsciously, you know. He doesn't have to think of what he does. And when you get to that moment where you just, you know, you're
well, go to your light switch real quick. Let me know when you get there. I'll show you what it means to be E in 5 seconds, okay? You there?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm sure, the light's on, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay, turn the light switch off and say you're turning off the light switch. Go ahead and do it one time. Say it. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, are you listening to what I'm saying to you? I'm trying to help you here.
Yes, I can barely hear. Yep, I can hear you better now.
Okay.
I can hear you better.
Are you near your light switch? I got you. One second. Yeah, I thought you were one second. Are you near your light switch?
Yes, I'm near my light switch.
Okay. Turn it off and say you're turning it off. Go ahead and do it. Turn it off and say, I'm turning off the light switch.
Okay, I'm turning off the light switch.
Okay, now turn it on and say, I'm turning on the light switch.
I'm turning on the light switch.
All right, do it one more time. Turn it off one more time and say it.
I'm turning off the light switch.
And turn it on one time and say it.
I'm turning it back on.
Do you want to know why you wasn't E, but had the mindset of a man like Coach EO in that moment? You want to know why? Or why do you think you had that in that moment? Why do you think that is? Why do you think you had it in that moment?
Because I consciously thought of it? I don't know.
No, you didn't. No. Your thoughts were in line with your behavior. You said you wanted to turn the light off, and you turned it off. You had a thought equal in a behavior giving you a result. That's it. And did you care if the light said no? Did you care if the light rejected you? Did you say to yourself that I don't look good enough for the light? I'm too short for the light. I don't have enough money for the light. I don't have a car for the light. Or did you just turn the light off because you said I'm going to turn the light off? See that?
I did it because I wanted to do it.
No. It wasn't that you wanted to do it. No. You did it because you told yourself to do it. You don't see, you want, remember, you want to get rid of fear and you want to have confidence. That's why you ain't getting that shit, because you want that shit versus doing the behavior of getting that shit. You got it, brother.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Let me ask you a question, caller. Without thinking too hard, tell me how your day went from the morning to now.
Let me just say this to you. Hold on.
Okay. We're going to try it one more time.
Sorry.
Let's be faster this time, because if you can't remember what you did in the morning, that's a problem. So don't think too much. There's no right or wrong answer. That's another thing. You got to empty the mind when you're new to the game. And you have to say, if she says yes, it doesn't matter. And if she says no, it doesn't matter, because right now I'm getting data and I'm learning myself. So that you have to have a nothing type of mentality. Like, I am nothing. I am creating myself. I am the process of creation. When you look at a building, let's say they got a new shopping mall coming to your area. They put the foundation up. Is it something yet? Is it ready for people to enter?
Yeah. No. And
it is in the process of creation. But you can begin to see. You drive by 3 days later, you're like, oh shit, they put the roof on that motherfucker. Oh shit, they got doors on that shit. Oh shit, they got the sign up. It's lit now. Oh damn, grand opening now. And it's because you're in the process of creation. Okay, so let me just ask you another question. And talk to me about the moment you woke up and so you called in tonight.
Okay, I woke up I turned on my computer and I put a video of positive affirmations to get my day started right. I read a chapter on the book I'm reading. I got up, I went to the gym. And after that, I went to my store. I have a small business, and I stayed there till night until I got home, and I usually, before going to sleep, watch one of your videos.
That was fairly smooth. That was fairly smooth. And so here's another thing, what I want you to try, mm-hmm. since you tried it for 2 years, I want you to get away from it for a while. Get away from positive affirmations. Get away from self-help. And okay. actually go outside and start experiencing life. That it would be my assignment for okay. you, is to get away from what you're doing right now. You've done it for 2 years. Enough of the positivity. Life isn't all positivity. Everything is an opportunity to experience something new and yourself new. So get outside, start talking okay. to people, and assert yourself. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Caller, do you understand? You got to speak fast. When he asks you, do you understand? You got to like boom, quick, okay? I got a few questions to ask. If you don't know him, just say I don't know him, okay? Just say I don't know him, okay? I'm gonna ask you, do you know this person? If you don't know him, just say I don't know him, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Do you know your scribe?
No, I don't.
Do you know your marketing team?
No.
Do you know your government?
No.
Do you know your culinary school?
No, I don't.
Do you know your mental library? Do you know your mental weight room?
I don't.
Do you know your drug lab?
Nope.
Two more. Do you know your studio, your mixing studio?
I don't.
And last but not least, do you know the film room in which you look at your life every day before you go to bed? You know your film room?
No.
Okay, real quick. What was the key thing that I was saying in every question I ask you? What was the key word in everything I was saying? What was that key word?
No.
No, not yeah, well, that was a key word, yes. No, but the thing was your, not mine, not E, not everybody on the panel. In order for you to win okay. this game, you've got to learn yourself and learn how you manage and govern your life, or you're not going to make it. You're just going to do what everybody's doing, read book after book after book. And hey, let me post this up there because – there is a book that you need to read. You need to read, definitely read the Carlos book. But let me put this book up here while I'm talking that shit. You make sure you read that motherfucking book right there. You read that book. I mean, if you don't see it, it's E's book right there, I'm saying. But what I'm saying to you is that you've got to find you. And until you find you, you're always going to be looking for somebody else to tell you how to be you. Does that make any sense, sir?
Mm-hmm. I understand completely.
Yeah, so the affirmation, so you remember, the affirmations are not helping you. They're pulling you away from you because that's not your language. You must learn your own language. Okay, well, E, you got the last word, brother.
Yeah, I mean, we actually gave you some good coaching here. And so we talked about, you know, Steve talked about the light switch, which was very important. I talked to you also about having this almost like being labelless when you're out creating yourself. Like if you call yourself a loser, like, okay, if she says no, I'm a loser, you already lost. You already lost the game. If she says yes and you call yourself a winner, you lost the game. To be honest with you, if you are saying any of these things as you're getting to know yourself, as you are creating the man you are, you're losing the game. The key to learning the game is to not being having the result in mind, but having the experience in mind, the experience. So you can go back and draw it up. That's how you learn preferences. That's how you build standards. That's how you know what you like, and that's what you know what you don't like. That's when you know what works for you and what doesn't work for you. But the only way to know that, you're not going to know that from a self-help book. You won't know it from my book. The only way you're going to begin, you know, when actually books are enjoyable to read is when you actually have already like initiated the creation process of the man. And then you go back and you read things that confirm your own individual experience. And that's when books are actually quite enjoyable to read and helpful. When they kind of affirm something that you already had an inclination, you experienced something similar, you felt, you understand that. That's when books actually mean the most. When you have no idea who you are, bro, books ain't gonna matter much. The best experience is hands-on experience, getting yourself out there.
Yes, absolutely. All right, man, we're gonna wrap it up, but sir, I would say put that damn affirmation shit down. When E has a show, you subscribe to his show. If you already subscribed, hit that notification button. Whenever he does a show, you glue on to that. Whenever he goes live, I don't know if he's taking calls yet, E, but, you know, I know you're taking questions in your chat and everything. So however he does it, you've got to get in touch with him, and the same with me. You got to put those books down and start working on you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Great call, man. See, we didn't tell you that. Don't be worried. We don't bite. Man. Yeah, good call, okay, sir? Keep your head up, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. We appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We'll let you go. All right, yeah. See, we're not bad. See, when you're sincere, man, we got you covered, man. We got you, man. Hey, last cut. Yes, right, Mr. Turner.
That's right.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you, Turner.
Well, E, last words on the subject. We wrap it and go home.
Man. Great show tonight. It's always good to unite with Steve and give you guys information. It's like a clashing of two different solar systems.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, it's really a joy.
Yes.
We give you this time because we really want to help you. That one thing I said at the end and the thing Steve says is so important. And just remember, when you're new in the game, remember, if you get a yes from her, don't call yourself a winner. If you get a no from her, don't call yourself a loser. The whole point of going out there and experiencing is to create the man. It's not to get pussy. It's not to get her to like you. It's none of that. That shit will come later, okay?
Yes, yes.
Right now, we got to get you to like you.
Yes.
Right now, we got to get you to look at someone that you're proud of in the mirror. You're not going to do that if you don't get out there. And don't be results-driven. Be information-driven. This is important in the beginning. Not results-driven, but it's about gathering data, getting the information, drawing it up, and then going back and saying, all right, why didn't that work? Maybe it didn't work because of this. Maybe I was too scared. Maybe I stuttered a little bit. Whatever it is, the entire process of building a man, it should be the emphasis. It's not to get her. Remember, if she happens to say yes, you're not a winner yet. If she says no, you're not a loser either. You're gathering information so you can create yourself. So I'm Coach EO, just search that and you'll find me. I got a bunch of series. I can help young men, middle-aged men, older men, divorced men, all men. And I also give advice to women as well.
Yeah. And I just want to say, again, it's always a pleasure talking and chilling with you, man. It's great, man. When men get together, man, I love that shit. But most of all, shout out to SNO and everybody in the
shout
chat room, to the chat room guys. Hey, guys, y'all asked a lot of great questions. The callers, y'all asked great questions and stuff like that. And, you know, we're not here to knock you guys down. We're just here to toughen you up a little bit, okay? We don't want you to think that we want to hammer you. But one thing I do want to say to all you guys out there, you have to remember at the end of the day, you are the only one of your kind. And what is so important in all of this is that you must learn you. Must understand that you are the only one. So that means learn your language, how you need to speak to yourself first. You've got to understand self. You've got to understand judgments. You got to understand the levels of trust. There are so many things out there that go before the sex that you must learn yourself. And the only way you can do that is when you go over there. Wait, am I pointing the right way? Got to point this way. My dog over here. Whenever you go to that motherfucker's and I say that as a term of dear motherfucker, so don't think that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, no, that's you.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, but when you go with this motherfucker's thing, man, he's a bad motherfucker, man. He knows his shit, okay? He's going to get you where you need to go, and he does it out of love. He's not here to bash you, harm you, or make you feel bad about yourself, okay? That's number one. But also, for me, is the same thing. Look, we got love for you guys. And look, it takes a lot of courage to ask questions and call in. So just know that what we want, I don't want women to walk over your asses. I hate that shit. I hate when you say you're in situations because you're not. And I hate when you say you got a problem with a woman because the only problem in this fucking world is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. That's a fucking problem. These women will never be a problem, but you've got to understand you, okay? And last thing I want to say, like I always say, for all those that are new, my old heads, they know what I'm about to say, but gentlemen, please, gentlemen, at the end of the day, for all you guys, and E, I want to say thank you, E, first before I say this. Appreciate you, E, but I want to say all you guys out there, before you go to bed,
yes,
remember the graveyard. Just think about it. Just take 2 seconds to think about the graveyard. And just remember this, everybody in there right now, they all have one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow guaranteed. We do not have tomorrow guaranteed, so live your life every motherfucking day like it is your last. I'm not saying it is your last, but that's the kind of thought process you need to think about. It's time for me to make moves. It's time for me to get, you know what, if ease coaching is over your budget, then you must either cut back some fucking expenses that you don't need, eat some fucking 99-cent ramen noodles, or you get a 99-cent burger. You get 99-cent burger at Wendy's. You get Taco Bell. You eat, but learn. You've got to learn how to make sacrifices, okay? That's about being a king. You must learn sacrifice. Mm. I didn't mean to go too long, but I'm just saying for y'all guys.
No, that's 100% facts, bro. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And we've done that. You're looking at two men that made major sacrifices in their life. You might be thinking by what you're looking at, you know, it took a long time to get here. It was a lot of sacrifice, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of challenging moments, you know, and it takes a long time to become a stable man.
Yes.
You know, physically, financially, everywhere, emotionally, mentally, everything. It takes a lot of time, and we're still a work in progress.
Yes.
I'm learning new shit every day.
Every day, yes. I know nothing. Trust me, I know nothing. I know nothing.
Yes. So just remember that. And so we appreciate you guys. Another episode in the books. We'll see you next week. And make sure you subscribe to The Man Mindset. He has shows pretty much weeknights, I want to say.
Damn, every day.
He got a show every night and every day. Shit. He's always working. And right now I also just started season 3 of Killing the Simp.
There you go.
Which is a fun series, a lot of learning there too. So
yes.
Be on the lookout. Make sure you tap the notification bell for both channels. And we will see you.
Because it'll be Christmas by the time. Yeah, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, y'all guys have a good holiday. Listen, if you want to know what's happening to me on the 24th, I'm going to be visited by 3 ghosts because I ain't shit. I'm going to get 3 ghosts coming by the motherfucking house trying to change me. And bitch, I ain't changing. All right. I'll see you. Yeah, definitely on Sunday, but. Have a Merry Christmas to you, your mom, your little beautiful dog, and SNO, shout out to you. I hope you have a good one. All you have a good Christmas. Just from the two of us, we want to say Merry Christmas to y'all. We'll see y'all later. Peace.
Peace.
All right. Dude, and we're off. Okay.
All right. Good show, man.
Yeah, great
show. Good show, brother.
Good show. Good shit.
Yes, absolutely, man. Yeah. So. All right, man. I'm about to go take these clothes off. I got SNO in the other room right now.
Man,
so and I'm about to put the Bears game on.
I know. I have my remote control. I'm looking for my fucking remote control to watch the game and shit. So
They're probably losing.
Fuck. Shit.
Anyway, man. Much love, brother. Good show tonight. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, but everything's cool. So everything's moving forward. Everything's good now, right? There's no.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Oh
that's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just checking.
I mean, I kind of had to play a little cleanup today just in case because you know. I had to play a little cleanup. I didn't want to do it, but I had to play a little cleanup game.
Ooh.
And so I put a video out to make it a coachable moment. I was teaching them, like, hey, if you're looking at skin color and race and you get sensitive about that, bro, you got some growing up to do.
Yeah.
This goes for anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I tried to make it into a coachable moment.
Cool.
So we're going to let it go now and move forward. But
always.
All right, brother.
All right,
good seeing you, man.
Brother.
Great
Peace.
Show.
All right, brother.
Talk to you.
All right. Sure. Let me see. Got to...